Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
Happening 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show, man. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Welcome, everybody. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks for tuning in to the show again. I guess you could say tonight is a talk segment, all right? Tonight we're not doing any, there's no Illa Kill, no Subway. I will hit that sound, but it takes like 30 seconds for the train to pass by. Shit. No. We're going back to the roots, man. We're going back to what we do when we first started K1 Internet Radio. We're doing a talk segment. You know what I mean? We're going to do more of these. I got to get my talk segment game back up. Since I'm blogging now again, I don't even mean to say it. Let me stop. I don't even want to say again because I've been blogging the whole time. But now I've been pegged as a blogger over at ixhiphop.com, and so lately I've been doing, you know, a lot of blog entries, more than what I normally did. So I'm gonna get back to doing some more of the talk segments, man, on the show. You feel me? We got the Subway popping, the Illa Kill is popping. People know about that, but we're gonna try to get back to some of these talk segments, man. You know, talk a little more shit, have a little more fun, engage the people a little more with conversation. We do it all the time on the other segments. But you know, now that I'm blogging again, I feel like I miss the talk segments a lot. I'm doing too much music and shit. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love the artists. I love the game. I love showing love. I love helping people get out there and everything. But I got to get back to talking shit. So I got a special co-host. It's going to be co-hosting with me tonight. You know what I'm saying? Boss Lady, hold on a second. Boss Lady, what's happening?
What's up?
What up, though? Welcome to the Shizow. You are actually on time. One thing about K100 Radio, even me sometime, we be on that CP time shit over here. You was on time like hell. I was like, damn, I'm glad I wasn't late today.
I was a minute late.
Hell, I was a minute late. That's what you fair to realize. I must have been 45 seconds late, and you about 1 minute, 20 seconds late, so... It made me look good, but I'm telling on myself right now. But anyway, tell the people about you. You're going to be co-hosting with me tonight. Your mic is going to be live the whole night with me. Go ahead and tell the people about your who you are and what your movement is also.
Okay, well, first of all, my name is Boss Lady. As he mentioned, I have Boss Lady NT. I also own a radio station and host a radio show, Atlanta Hot Radio, Orlando Hot Radio, and Miami Hot Radio. I support independent artists. And I like to talk shit sometimes at the same time.
So tell them how can they get to your program, too. I want to make people, you know what I'm saying, you know me. I don't hate I participate over here. So tell them how they can get to your program if they want to hook up with you after the fact. Tell them where they can find your show at and give them the Twitter and give them the website, everything. Go ahead, run it down.
Well, you can find me Twitter, Boss Lady NTCO. Follow me on Twitter, Boss Lady NTCO, and you'll see everything. Where you can find me at, because I'm tweeting constantly. That's easy as any time. Just find me on Twitter.
All right. So, Atlanta Hot Radio on the line. Everybody's in the building. You know what I mean? We got a couple of callers straggling in here right now. Shouts out to the callers who jumping on the line within the first 5 minutes.
Shout out to them.
My folks. Shout out to them. normally they swagger on in here 8:30, 8:15, then 9 o'clock when everybody phone free.
Oh, they broke ass.
Some bullshit. Them is my people, though. I love them. So, let's go ahead and, since you're already on the line, let's go ahead and jump right into it. Episode 369. That's no coincidence. All right, but we ain't, you know, it's kind of like tonight I'm talking, you know, it's a sex topic, but it's one of them sex topics, I guess you could say. I don't want to say that. See, you know what?
Oh, I'm getting the same, baby. You better be real sensitive to that community because I am a part of it.
See, now... See, you learn something new every day. I didn't even know that, though.
Okay.
See, I didn't even know that.
You follow me on Twitter.
I do. Well, I followed you on Twitter earlier today, and you basically told me to give you some head. I mean, gay women don't even want guys giving them head, do they? Do gay women like that?
I didn't say I was gay. I said I'm sensitive to that community.
Oh, you're sensitive to the community. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. My bad.
I'm within that. I'm 1 foot in that community.
Okay. What does that mean? I'm like 2 feet out that motherfucker. So what does 1 foot in mean?
That means I'm bisexual.
Okay, bisexual. And you got to help me out with the jargon. 1 foot in. Okay, my bad. Well, I'm 2 feet outside the circle, so, you know. But I try. I try. Shout out to the bi women. And it's funny that I mentioned that. I'm gonna go ahead. let me go ahead and set it off. All right, episode 369. Gay hip hop artist. She's cool, but not him. Mm-hmm. What I'm talking about, basically, I'm gonna give you guys an overview, and I read the blog entry, and we'll go ahead and we'll jump right into the discussion. 678-755. You'll be the first on the line. Make sure we come to you first because you already on the line with your hand raised. You must really want to talk about this. Basically, what we're talking about on the show tonight is gay artists in the hip-hop community. Now, of course, people always talk about gay people in general, you know what I'm saying, and hip-hop in general. But people cringe when it's time to talk about them both. It's still, for the most part, okay, first of all, Boss Lady, would you agree, for the most part, it is still taboo being gay in hip hop, for the most part?
I think it is to a certain extent. I think it's looked down on when it's a man more so than it is a woman. Mm-hmm. Most men fantasy is to women. So, you know, they like, okay, but we're talking about gay, not bisexual. So gay, yeah, it's on the phone.
All right, and that's what I want to make. I want to make perfectly clear that I'm talking about gay. You feel me? Because of course, every guy wants to be with two women. People know me. I've done that. I lost count of how many times. You know what I'm saying? But then again, I'm not really sensitive to the gay community. I'm not really pro gay. You know what I'm saying? So people be like, well, how can you know what I'm saying, kick it with two women? You know what I mean? They kissing all each other, blah, 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 and all this kind of stuff. I'm like, well, shit, motherfucker, I'm there. I'm getting something out of it.
That's more of a fantasy than anything.
Right. So I've had that discussion, and I've had that program, and that's separate. But what I want to talk about tonight is the artist. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so basically, I'll go ahead and stop the music real quick so I can go ahead and run the blog intro. We'll start it. Hip-hop, you know, in some instances, it can sort of be a musical barometer of what's going on in society. Now, a new trend that I'm seeing in hip-hop is openly gay individuals that are creating hip-hop music. It used to be that if you were gay, you never really let on about it, and you damn sure didn't rap about it in your lyrics. Now, see, a lot of things have changed in the last 20 years. You know, being in the entertainment industry, there's no escaping dealing with gay individuals in various roles. What I want to focus on tonight, again, is the gay artist. Now, when it comes to hip-hop, being gay, to me, is still not cool, and it's not generally accepted if you are a male artist. But don't get me wrong, there are openly gay males doing hip-hop, but they don't do hip-hop like in the mainstream. They have gay hip-hop rappers, but they only perform at gay pride parades or gay clubs, and you know what I'm saying? It's like they don't
that
really...
That's gay pride weekend.
They don't... Is it this weekend for real? Is it really?
Yes, it is. I will
see?
Be out there.
I don't even know that. I'm totally out of the loop in the gay community. I'm not homophobic. I'm just...
Okay.
It's not my lifestyle. I don't know. I like fucking two bitches at the same time, but I don't like gay people. That's weird, ain't it? But not that I don't like gay people. I just don't hang around a lot of gay people. Bi people I hang around, like bi women. Mm-hmm. I don't hang around bi men. I can't fuck with them either. I don't want to kill them, literally. It's just a sound effect. I don't want to kill gay men. Okay, people? Get your panties in a wad. Anyway, back to the point. Okay. So now, it's a sign of the times, I guess. You know, most people in hip-hop, you know, we look at the world – at those and we look at those commercials that say, "Oh, don't say that. Don't say that's so gay. That's not cool." What's the name of that commercial? What's the name of the lady, the black comedian? What's the name? The commercial? I forgot her name.
I really don't watch TV.
Okay. Well, anyway, the black lady, she got the don't say that's so gay campaign going on. And they got the whole, and most people look at that, and we like, if you're a hip-hop artist and you're a rapper, and you look at that commercial, you're like, man, that commercial gay as hell. You know what I'm saying? They telling me not to say some shit is gay. If I say it's gay, then that's disrespectful or something. In hip-hop, it's just generally accepted that, I don't know if hip-hop is homophobic per se, but I think that you still hear rappers use the word faggot in their rhymes, punk-ass nigga, gay-ass nigga. We say shit like that all the time in our flows, and it's like, whatever, nigga. You a old punk-ass, gay, faggot-ass nigga. You know, fuck, whatever you want to say, anything. We use slanderous words all the time in hip-hop, and big-name artists do it. So I can't really see right now saying that hip-hop is politically correct or hip-hop is acceptable, especially to gay men. But, however, let me pause. Gay women, on the other hand, it seems like we're getting okay with them. It seems like we all right with gay women. I go to open, you know, you be at the open mics, and I know you do, and I know you judge.
Right.
I see gay hip-hop artists all the time performing, and they obviously gay. You know what I'm saying? Stud, whatever you want to call
right?
it. Yes, women. Studs, that's what they call them, you know what I'm saying? They females, but they dress like dudes, swagger like dudes, you know what I'm saying? And they be ripping the mic, and they be saying, by how they'll take your bitch, and all kind of shit, you know what I'm saying? On the floor, I see that all the time. Now, what do you think? Do you think that it's okay?
Well, I want you to be honest with yourself. Now, because I've judged a lot of open mics and been to a lot of open mics and seen that situation as well, but how many gay women have you seen win one?
Oh, I saw one win one. But the thing about it was she snapped, though. She snapped. See, that's the thing about it. It's like she snapped. I seen one win one, and she literally snapped. Even I can be honest with myself and say I felt like she should have won because she snapped. This is the thing. Even on my Facebook, I posted this on my Facebook, and people immediately start commenting on it and talking about it, right? And one of the girls, well, it shouldn't even matter. It's all about the flow. And I'm like, in a perfect world, that would be true.
Yeah.
But it's not true, really, for real. It doesn't matter if the nigga is the nigga can rap better than any fucking rapper ever. If we know he gay, niggas is not listening to this guy. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. He could be the illest nigga with the illest bars and the best punchlines or whatever. If we know he gay, career killer. It's over. That's it. Now, don't get me wrong. The studs, and the gay women who be studded out like that, they don't win. Now, you do sometimes see the women who like gay or bi, and they talk about, you know, like you know how Nicki Minaj always talk about. If you listen to Nicki Minaj, you know, she got to like women. I know she got to fuck women. The way some of the shit she be saying, obviously she like boys and girls. You know what I'm saying? It's okay. It's okay because that's like the stripper image. Everybody knows strippers be hunching on each other and kissing each other in the mouth and all this other kind of shit. So it's okay because that's the sexy kind of bi woman. But the studs now are actually being accepted.
Don't.
You know, where have you seen somebody really call somebody out like that?
I haven't heard no one like openly say, "Oh, that bitch needs to get off the stage" or something like that. But I have heard people saying, you know what I'm saying, this bitch need to put on a dress and some heels and stop trying to be a nigga and be who she is. But, you know what I'm saying, at the same time, they can't say who she is inside. All they can, you know what I'm saying, judge is what they see on the outside.
So
a lot of them got fat booty.
What kind of girls you like? By the way, I got you lying.
Girls with fat booties.
What now?
I like girls with fat backs.
With fat backs.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a pillow queen? Or do you participate?
You know what? Oh, no, I go in.
Oh.
Go hard or go home, baby.
Oh, right. Okay, let me take a call real quick. Boss lady, Boss Lady on the line. You feel me? Atlanta Hot Radio. She's on the line. Let me take a call real quick. They hitting the phone lines. Let me see what some of the people got to say. 678. They've been on the line before I was on the line. 678-755. What's popping? Welcome to K100. Who's this?
What's up, Elizabeth? Mastermind checking in.
Ah, perfect. Perfect. Couldn't have asked for a better caller right about now.
Right.
Yes. Mastermind.
Is this the young lady you're speaking about?
She wasn't the one that won the competition, but I do. Mastermind, are you a gay or straight female?
I'm a gay female stud, if that's how you want to just break it down, yeah.
Okay.
I think I got a Mastermind number.
Right.
Yeah, I got your number.
Okay.
So this is perfect because she like I said in the breakdown of my show, we play music and no one really says anything to an openly gay female artist, right? Right at this point, at this particular time, 2012 in hip hop, I don't know if it's because of the acceptance of gay people in society more or anything, but right now I can honestly say that in 2012 nobody calls out gay female rappers even when they in a heterosexual setting. Like Mastermind sent me music, she can go and do a show or something somewhere around Atlanta, and you won't see people like, man, she need to get her gay ass off the stage or whatever. They know, they look at her and they say she obviously, well, they would assume that she's gay, you feel me? Just for swaggering her dress. But it doesn't, no one really calls them out. No one really says anything. But a gay male, absolutely 100% could not do that. You could not get a obviously gay male on stage anywhere, and this is Atlanta. It's a lot of gay people here, let alone the rest of the country, and really let them just be flamboyantly gay on stage and not get clowned off the stage. Now, first of all, Mastermind, do you agree with what I just said?
Yeah, I agree with you 100%.
Why is that? Why do you think?
Society. I just think it's like that. I mean, for the same reason why you said, you know, you don't necessarily hate gay people, but you would hang out with two gay females before you hang out with two gay males. You know what I'm saying? It might, you know, I really can't say. Because, I mean, I have caught myself being in gay clubs in Atlanta and seeing shows. And even when the gay men and the gay transgender and transsexual men get on stage, I turn my head like, ugh, you know, I don't want to see that. But as soon as these gay men get on the stage, you see all the gay men run to the front of the stage. And then when you see a lesbian get on the stage, all the girls run to the front of the stage and the men step back. So it's like, you know, it could be people just might not want to see that, you know. So, I mean, who knows, really. Do you
as a gay female rapper, are you conscious of what you say and spit and what you say? Like, does the fact that you gay make you say, well, I don't want to say that in this rhyme because it's too much, people ain't ready for that? Or do you feel like you can say whatever the fuck? If you say I want to eat a bitch pussy from the back, you feel like you can say that right now as a gay female rapper, and you don't feel no recourse about it? You don't feel like that'll lose fans or that'll turn people off at a show or whatever? Do you feel like you can say and just be your total self on the mic, or do you have to tone it down? Is there a limit that you don't cross as an MC?
Yeah, there is a limit that I don't cross, for the simple fact that to me it's at some point in time there is a limit. There's a time and place for everything. Mm-hmm. You know.
Sure.
And in my opinion is, like, I had a talk with one of my best friends, and he told me, you need to do more songs about eating a girl pussy. And I'm like, man, I don't want to do no songs about that. And he's saying, why? And I'm like, because I'm not just catering my music to the gay community. I'm catering my music to families, moms, clubs, trappers, rappers, whoever. And they might not necessarily want to hear that. I mean, it's already hard as a female, but not only a female, but an openly gay female, and then to go into, you know, a show talking about, ah, strap a bitch, eat a pussy, blah, 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 blah. They're going to be looking at me like, well, damn, she already gay. Then she talking about this. It's like, okay, so next, you know, so it's like I kind of I know I can say what I want, and I know I can do what I want, but at the same time, it's time and place for everything. It's like, yeah, we want to walk outside naked right now, we can, but uh-huh. don't nobody want to see you walk out naked, so no, you're going to put your clothes on when you go outside. You can do it, right.
But it's a double standard. All right, but it's a double standard. It's a double standard, though, and Boss Lady, I want you to chime in. It's a double standard because right now you saying that it's a time and place for everything, but that same club that you're saying, you saying you wouldn't even feel comfortable probably saying that if you was at a hood club, but a dude, he can come in there and say how good he fuck a bitch and how much he want to, you know what I'm saying, you know, how he'll do a chick or whatever, all he want to, and you can't, so... I think in essence what you are saying you are guarded and you are conscious that being a gay female rapper that you just can't do and say whatever thing because you're trying to have a crossover audience.
I don't feel like it's because she's a gay female rapper. I feel like she's looking at her fan base. You understand what I'm saying? Like trying to those people that are saying that are people that are basically already on, and the people that are saying that are not on, that's probably one reason that they're not on. You understand what I'm saying? Like is that where you coming from,
Yeah. Basically, it's like I'm not on yet. So until I get on, you know, I'm gonna tone it down a little bit and pick and choose what I want to say. Cause you know, I mean, you know, it's just like if you performing for school, if Gucci Go performs for high school, he not gonna sing Wasted on the stage. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you kind of.
I'm
kind of, you know, just like you said, it's double standard. Yeah, mm-hmm. At the same time, a nigga get on stage and talking about fucking the business. And to be honest, even when that happens, I still be like, don't nobody want to hear this, man. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, sometimes I get like that. Like, yo, I came here to dance, and I can listen to what you just did last night. So,
okay.
You know.
Okay, so I had someone earlier, and Boss Lady, chime in. I had someone earlier bring up the fact that, they brought up the fact that it's all about skill, right? They said, well, it shouldn't matter. They were, of course, going at me, saying, Blizzard, it shouldn't matter what they do or whatever. All that should matter is the flow. And I said, we brought up an example. We went back and forth, and the exchange was, I said, okay, let's take, for instance, if it's all about the flow, mm-hmm. if it's all about the flow, then you wouldn't have people who didn't like Eminem because of him talking about killing his baby mama or fuck his mama. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
He's got mm-hmm. the best flow probably in the game. That's arguable, but you got to put him in top five. You name five other rappers that's really outflowing him. I dare you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Or
right.
Whack Black. You know what I'm saying? But people don't like what he says. Like some people say he says something that he doesn't like, say something about black women or his mom or killing his baby mama. So people don't like what he's saying, but he's got the meanest flow. So I was like,
what?
It's not just about the flow. It's about being able to relate to an artist.
Whatever.
I said, I feel like a heterosexual male really can't read. The reason why I feel like gay male rappers will probably never, ever really just be at the forefront of the scene because a heterosexual male... At the end of the day, we may have a lot of company. That gay man, a gay man can like basketball. A gay man can like a lot of things that I like. But that one main part of my life, female women are so important to a man, you feel me, to a heterosexual man, that one thing in my life is so domineering. And we're taught and trained in society as young boys, you know, we go after girls and boys ill, you know what I'm saying? I feel like that one thing right there would totally make me not relate to him. Now, the person on Facebook said, well, if they ain't talking about sex, if they make a song about something else, like the hood or something, what's going on in the hood, you should support that song if it's a good song, even though he's an openly gay rapper. And I'm like, I still probably couldn't buy this nigga. This nigga can drop a single, ain't talking about fucking or nothing. You could drop a single, and it could be totally away from fucking sex and sucking a nigga dick, has nothing to do with that at all. But if he comes out and you know that he's a gay rapper, you won't, as a heterosexual man, you won't even feel right having a nigga CD in your car.
No. I feel like that's more a heterosexual man in America. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a lot of other countries that don't shy on stuff like Paris and overseas where people are really making money at, where it really matters. You know what I'm saying? They don't care about what your sexual preference is. All they care about is if you make good music.
Is it hip-hop music, not pop? Now, we ain't talking about Ricky Martin.
I mean,
or, you know, South American, but in Brazil, where it's no longer as long as the beat is high in the club and the chicks can shake their ass, we talking about hip-hop. Now, I mean, we ain't talking about other genres of music. We only keeping it in hip-hop. Now, in France or whatever, they got that. France is kind of like how South America is, where they listen to a lot of house, techno, upbeat, and it's all about can it rock the club. So that doesn't necessarily matter, because you ain't really saying too many words anyway, just can they dance to it. But we talking about hip-hop. You know, hip-hop is hip-hop is heavy into your image. You know what I mean? That's why, you know, Boss Lady, you can't sound one way and look another way in hip-hop. You can't be talking about rapper of the year, but you look like a fucking geek. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got skinny jeans on and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? If you talk about rapper of the year,
there's a lot of niggas, and you're right. That is shone upon even in hip-hop, because you have all these people who say, oh, I'm a gangster and all this other stuff, and then you find out that, you know what I'm saying? Other stuff. So, yeah, you're right. In hip-hop, they kind of shine on stuff. And it's just not necessarily about being gay, you know what I'm saying, or straight. It's just about the image that you put out.
See, to me, I asked my homeboy the same thing. I'm like, if you listen, let's say we was in a pitch black room and it was a gay artist and you played a song and you can't see him, and you played a song in the dark and the song was hot, and the lights come on and you see he dressed like a woman, would you then change your opinion on the song? Would the song then be sucky because he's gay, or would you still say that song was hot?
The song is still hot, but it's all about marketability. We're talking about an industry that is visual. Your visual has to match your what you're saying. You feel me?
Wow.
That you can use that experiment, and of course, at the end of the day, you're not gonna say, well, the song doesn't suck. But that's just like a gay. It's gay rappers. It's right now. I can guarantee you, it's a rapper that a lot of motherfuckers love that like boys, that people just don't know he like boys. You know what I'm saying? People just don't know he do it. He don't know he in the closet with it. You feel me? It's some R&B artists, it's some gay artists. It's somebody out here right now that everybody riding around bumping who go that way, and people just ain't found out about it yet. But when they find out, guess what's going to happen to their career? It's done down.
To me, that's kind of sideways, because, you know, when we thought Rick Ross was this big trapper and he was this and that, and the world find out he really wasn't from Miami, and you find out he used to be a CEO, that just stopped him from buying Rick Ross's albums, you know what I'm saying? But
I know that.
Is it just a gay? Oh, he's gay. I definitely ain't fucking with his music now. After he bought VIP tickets, met him, opened up for him, and all of a sudden,
I guarantee you, Rick Ross may have bounced back from the CEO shit, but I can guarantee you 1,000%, if pictures of him getting fucked in the ass by a dude come out, I don't give a fuck how many Justice League beats this nigga got. This nigga is done. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. I don't give a fuck how good his music is. His music was good enough to where no one really gave a fuck about him making up the dope shit. And again, this is you're saying the same thing that someone said to me on Facebook earlier today. They basically said, well, damn, people be faking shit all the time in hip hop. Everybody be talking about they swagged out and got money and millions of dollars, and niggas be broke as a motherfucker. We know this. Yes, but money, lying about money and lying about your hood pass is not the same as lying about your sexuality. Lying about your sexuality is you can't compare them. I know it's again, this is not fair, but this is the world that we live in.
Yeah, true. Yeah,
right.
I mean, I don't disagree with nothing you're saying, you know, because to me it's like it's bogus, you know, it's wrong, but like you said, we're not living in a perfect world, you know what I'm saying? If we was in a perfect world, all this shit would fly, you know, but unfortunately we're not in a perfect world. People die every day, people gay every day, and this and that, you know what I'm saying? The only thing I ask people is just to, I don't want to say, you don't have to respect it, but you have to respect it on the terms of anybody can do whatever they want to. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, whether we stop listening to Rick Ross because he's gay, he's still going to be gay. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, people going to do what they want to anyway. So it's like, I mean, he gonna do what he wants to. Just because he can't open up that Club Crucial don't mean he gonna stop singing. You know what I'm saying? He's still gonna go out here and make a song. So at the end of the day, I mean, it's just fucked up how the world is, you know. And you know, to me, it's like I'm a do me regardless. Yeah, I have been in situations where I done been told shut your gay ass up and this, that, and the third, and this shit, and I just be like, man. Okay, cool, whatever, you mad, you know what I'm saying, keep it moving. And then the next day he ended up hitting me like, man, I was mad, disrespectful, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, man, at the end of the day, bro, I'm a woman before anything. And you disrespected a woman, regardless of what it is, and that's disrespectful, you know what I'm saying? So it is what it is, you know. And
okay. All
right. Right. It's not a perfect world, so.
All right.
People can do about it.
All right, so Boss Lady, 444-429, we're finna come to your line. Boss Lady, hold on real quick, Mastermind. I'm gonna mute you, but don't hang up. Hang on, I might come back to your line, all right?
All right.
So we're on the line. Welcome, everybody, to the show. The phone lines are filling up now. Episode 369. All right, we're talking about gay hip-hop artists, and the tagline is gay hip-hop artists, she cool, but not him. We're talking about how it's okay to be a gay female. Well, pretty much at this point in 2012, people are acceptive of gay female artists, but still in hip-hop, being a gay male artist is pretty much a career killer at this particular point, unless you are targeting the gay community, unless you are a openly gay artist and your crowd is gay people. That's the only way it's going to work for you. Other than that... So I got my guest co-host on the line with me, Boss Lady from Atlanta Hot Radio. Shouts out to her again. So, and she said that, she said she liked girls too, and boys.
I love them.
She likes them both.
I love them.
You love them.
I
what
like
do, what do you
I
love?
Love
what do you, what huh? do you love? What, which one you like the most, women or men?
Oh, women.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think you could get married to a guy?
Oh, I have been married to a guy.
Didn't work out, did it? Pretty sure it did. It's kind of not going to work when your wife want to eat more pussy than she want to suck a dick. It's not going to work. It's not going to work out. Somebody's going to be mad. Somebody's going to leave disappointed. Anyway, welcome to the show. we were just talking to Mastermind. She's a female artist. She's a female MC. Actually, play her. She got played on the show. They illed her song. I don't even know if people knew she was gay or not. They didn't ask. No one cared. They gave the song an ill, and we played it on the show. And like she just said a minute ago, if it was a dark room, if it was in a dark room, and people cut the lights off, and they played the song, and then they flipped the lights on, and they seen what she looks like. Because she does, you know, I've seen her, and I've seen her swagger. She, you know, she looks like a stud, you know what I'm saying? She doesn't dress feminine at all, you know what I'm saying? So you would see that she's gay if you saw it, but if you heard the song, maybe you wouldn't know or you wouldn't care. And the song is in rotation on K100 in their radio. It made it past Illa Kill. No one asked, was she gay or not? They just heard the female on the song, and that was that, and they illed it. You know what I'm saying? So, but it's not going to work the same way for men. So real quick, Boss Lady, let me ask you this. Uh-huh. Would you really now? You said you buy, so you can understand, you know, the gay community. You can understand, but would you really buy and ride around bumping a gay rapper right now?
I mean, it depends on what they're talking about.
What you mean? It's like any other rap. Every rapper talks about fucking in their song. So in their song, he talking about fucking. He talking about what he do when he fuck. Yeah, I suck that nigga dick so good and blah, blah, blah. And like, literally.
Of course,
like,
I mean, and it's not because it's the fact that he's gay. It's more so the fact of, you know what I'm saying, when I'm riding around 90% of the time, I got children in the car with me. And my kids, I don't hide my lifestyle from them, but I do have respect for them, because I want them to grow up and make their own decisions. I don't want them to make their decisions based off my decision.
Mm-hmm. Well, whoa. Wait a minute. Wait. See, this could make the show go left, but here I come forward for. See, the problem with what you just said, though, that I got is that's one of them statements where it's like, yeah, I don't got no problem with gay people, but I don't really necessarily think gay people should adopt kids.
Wow. Hold on. Let me stop that right now. Because my daughter's godmother is gay. My daughter's godmother is gay. Her godparents are two gay females. So I don't feel like that. But it's, you know, everybody has their own outlook on the way that they should raise their children. You know what I'm saying? And so many children are brought in to situations where they feel like, okay, because this is what mommy do, or well, this is what daddy do, this is what I'm going to do. I don't allow my kids to see me laid up with a male or a female unless, you know what I'm saying, me and that person is in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. So you were having a problem with, do you have a son? Do you have a son or a daughter?
Oh, no. I have all girls.
All girls. If you had a son, do you think you think it would be okay for your son to watch you laid up with another woman? You think that'd be okay?
No. Whether it was a son or daughter, whatever it is, I wouldn't. I mean, I have stepchildren from my marriage, and I still respect them, and those girls are in their 20s, so. I don't get down like that.
It's funny because there's a lot of people who are gay or who don't, you know, it's funny because I'm okay. Let me tell you about me. And then I go to 404. Me personally, so everybody can understand what kind of person I am. I'm the guy who, I'm not going to be joining any gay bashing clubs or whatever, but I'm also the guy who doesn't feel like gay people should be married. I don't agree with that notion. I don't agree with the president. I voted for President Obama, and I don't agree with that. I don't think they should be married. I do feel like if you are gay and you got a lover or a mate or whatever you want to call it, I think they should be able to fucking be in your will, and I think they should be on your insurance. So I was one of the people who was like, I'm kind of like to each his own. So I kind of was one of those civil union people where I'm like, yeah, it's okay for them to be in a civil union so they can have some of the rights and that's afforded only married people. But I stop short of, you know, I don't think that two gay men should be allowed to adopt a child, especially a gay son, because I feel like that's very psychologically damaging to that child.
Right.
Because I don't believe that you're born gay. I'm not one of the people who believe that I believe being gay is a lifestyle choice. So I'm that person right there. So I don't hate gay people, but I do not agree with the lifestyle, and I do feel like it's a lifestyle choice. Not so much as you were born that way. Of course, I've got evidence that I actually see personally that it could be, because my son's brother from his mother, his brother, he has a brother, and it's not his real brother, but it's his kind of adopted brother who is gay. And I remember when I first met my son's mom, and that kid was a very, very small kid. And he was flaming. And I was like, how does a 7-year-old be that feminine? You know what I'm saying? You know,
here's more so what I am. Let me tell you about myself.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? I do a lot of things, right? But I've been raised in a church. So, you know, I know a lot about the Bible. I believe in God wholeheartedly. And I wouldn't say that, you know, you were born gay, but you were born into sin. You understand? And like that's like a almost like a generational curse. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, you see someone who has been raised in a household with someone beating on the woman, that guy, he normally becomes a woman beater. And that's more so like generational curses. So that's how I look at it. When people say they're born gay, it's just like a generational curse. You were born into sin. You know what I'm saying? And what sin you decide to partake in, that's on you. You know what I'm saying? You just got to seek God for yourself, whatever it is,
So gay people are sinning.
I mean, in God's eyes, they are. You know what I'm saying? I sin every day. I sin every day, whether it's I'm laid up with a woman or whether, you know what I'm saying, I curse or whether I'm drinking, well, not drinking, but getting drunk. but I'm just saying, because I've been raised in the church, and I believe in the Bible wholeheartedly. You know what I'm saying?
It's so odd that you can say that you believe in the Bible wholeheartedly, but you say you're bisexual. I don't. That's a conflicting statement right there.
No. I mean, it is a contradicting statement, but that's something I have to see God for myself. When judgment day comes, that's something I have to see, deal with him for within myself.
Okay.
Because
Go ahead. Well, let me take this phone call real quick. Let me see what's popping. We got a couple people on the phone lines, and then we'll come back to you. Because inevitably, the conversation goes, period point blank about gay people. But gay hip, I can tell you right now that people are just not ready for a gay male rapper. They right now they okay in the females, but like I said, Girls Gone Wild makes $1 billion, and people want to throw up when they watch gay porn. That's just society. But right now, if you're a gay rapper, you have zero chances of being mainstream if you come out of the closet. That's just how I feel. We'll go ahead and ask a couple other people. 404-429. What's popping? Who's this? 404-429.
Yeah.
Hello?
Come on, Dasha.
Yeah. Hello? Okay. I guess they don't want to say nothing. We'll go to the next. I don't know. 904-207. What up, though?
What up, Pump?
What's going on? Mike G, what's happening, man?
Yeah, what's happening?
Hey, Mike, man, you know in the episode 369. We're talking about gay rappers, man. We're talking about gay hip-hop artists, right? Basically, on the show, we're talking about how it's okay.
What the hell?
Yeah, we talking about gay hip-hop artists, man. It's basically, it's okay. Okay, this is the thing. I feel like we are okay with gay female rappers. You feel me? I know you don't...
I don't know about that either, though.
I feel like we are. Why not? What makes you think we're not okay with gay female rappers?
You're saying that as a guy. I think most females, they ain't with that shit. Not straight ones.
I don't know.
They not.
I think they okay. Boss Lady, this is Mike.
What?
Boss Lady's on the phone, Mike. This is Boss Lady. She helping me co-host tonight. This is the host of Atlanta Hot Radio, Atlanta Hot Radio. She's on the phone line co-hosting with me. She like girls and guys.
I love girls and like guys. Let's say it right.
She loves girls and kind of like guys a little bit, but she told me to give her some hits on Twitter today. All out the blue with it, like, nigga, yeah. I said, I tweet Boss Lady. I say, Boss Lady, what's up? She's like, my legs in the air. What the fuck?
Hell no.
Hello. God damn. Anyway, back to the point, Mike. I don't think that we are right. And I see all the time female MCs, dog. You know what I'm saying? They got Timberlands on, jeans, they sagging, they got caps on. You feel me? They really looking like dudes. They really, and if they're on the stage and they spit some shit, ain't nobody going to really call them out. Ain't nobody going to be like, oh, she need to get her gay ass off the stage. Ain't nobody going to really say that. Nobody says that.
Yeah,
I see it all
the time. That's true.
Everybody, like, nobody, I think ever since, like, the Brat, because everybody thought the Brat, even if she wasn't gay, everybody thought the Brat was gay forever. But when the Brat came out dressed in like a boy, looking like a dude, was snapping harder than most of the niggas that was out at the time, I think at that particular point, I think she was the artist that made it okay for every stud rapper that you see right now, and you see a lot of them. And I got some of them on rotation. Nobody even asked me what they look like, because this is radio, so you don't know what they look like. I know that they look. That I know they look like they might be gay, but I'm saying that people don't know. They know, but I still want to hear a song as much as they do if they saw the person. You feel what I'm saying? But I don't think that. I don't. What do you think? Do you think? I know you done been to an open mic or some shit, man. You done seen, you know what I'm saying, a gay female rapper, and she's snapping and shit.
They'll be more acceptable, you know, accepting of that in the club, shit like that. But, you know, if you're talking about really being mainstream, see, the Brat and Queen Latifah, and shit, they came out 15 years later. When they first came out in the early 90s, they ain't say nothing about them gay. If they would have mentioned that, they would have never made it. And I think the same thing would happen now. You know, I don't think mainstream America will accept that in hip hop. Whether female or male.
What if she's sexy with it? Like Nicki be saying all kind of gay shit, like how much she like girls and shit. Nobody they love Nicki. Nicki sell a lot of records. Mainstream. And Nicki,
but you know, she's kind of crosses over the pop. She's definitely more feminine with it, and she make no mistake about it that, you know, she liked it. Come on now.
I don't know. I don't even know which one Nicki likes.
I mean, even, I mean, what's that one good white girl, Katy Perry, you know what I'm saying? I know we getting on pop and shit, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, a lot of females, they do that shit just for, you know, the attention and shit like that. And nobody has a problem with that. But if you straight doing that shit and you straight gay, I don't think it'll sell in America, female or male. It's just my opinion. We ain't seen it yet, you know what I mean?
What you mean we ain't seen it yet? You see,
nobody's gay has come out and said, you know, nobody's come out and said, I'm gay, and has made it in the music business, period, really. You know?
What about the one dude that came out not too long ago?
Clay Aiken or some shit? Nobody comes out right out. I mean, everybody hides that shit for years, you know, and then when the time's right, they come out when they done made it. Then people judge them on their music. They ain't judging them on, you know, the sexual preference.
Right.
But America's just not ready for that shit.
That's what Queen Latifah did. She hid it for years, and she got so much money, you can kiss her ass if you don't like her gay ass or not. At that point.
Yeah.
At that point. Right.
The guy who came out, he just came out, but he's not a hip-hop artist, but he does a lot of songwriting. What's his name?
Oh, I know who.
Miguel?
No, the dude, Mike, the dude, they just came. I know he's talking about.
Any gay?
Yeah. I know he's talking about.
Frank Ocean.
Yeah, that guy, Frank Ocean. And everybody's okay. That's a good example. Like, okay, that guy. But see, I don't even want to use him because he's not hip hop. Even in R&B,
you can get away with that shit.
You can't sort of, but not hip hop. Not a hip. You can't be a gay rapper. It's never going to happen. I feel like it's never going to happen. Mastermind is on the line, and she is she's a gay female artist, and her music is in rotation on K100. But she said that it's fucked up because people can know that a rapper is fake about some other shit, and it's okay. You know what I'm saying? So basically, if a gay male rapper came out, and he never really talked about sex, his sex life, he just talked about other shit and had dope bars. Like if he came out, he was cool, like better than Drake or better than Eminem or better than your favorite rapper. And he never really.
I know where you're going with it, but it would be a difference, and it would be a kind of a double standard. You know what I'm saying? I guess I would look at a female. You know what I'm saying? But there's a flip side to that. I think a lot of women, they ain't gonna care that the dude's gay. You know what I'm saying? If they end up pop, hip hop, R&B, whatever the fuck it is. You know what I'm saying? As long as they not being specific about sucking dick and all that shit, you know what I mean? They ain't going to give a fuck about that, you know? I mean, I think there's a flip side of that. But, you know, in hip-hop, you know, definitely, you know, that's just not no... We as males, you know, I mean, 90% of the artists are male, you know, so...
Yeah.
It's just not going to be accepted, you know?
It's not going to be accepted. I don't care what nobody say. You cannot, as a male... You just don't do it. If you gay, either come out as a gay rapper and then stay in your lane, or if you're going to have to hide it.
Happen. See, this is where I didn't agree with you earlier. You was talking about, you know, you didn't agree with Obama and all this. You know what, man? You got to progress, okay? People like, you know, the Brat, you know, Queen Latifah, they're making strides now. You know what I'm saying? In about 20, 30 years, you're going to sound like an old-ass man talking about, you know, I don't agree with people being married and all that. Dog, that shit is like, you just got to get with the times.
Well, then you got to get with the times to put the gay rapper in your damn CD player or iPod and start riding out to
him.
What?
Now you're getting a little ahead of yourself now.
No, if you're telling me I can get with the times in that regard, then it should be okay for you to ride around and listen to a gay rapper in your car. In your iPod.
You comparing apples and oranges, bro.
What are you talking about? How am I comparing apples and oranges? What do you mean?
Right.
You talking about my music preference and what I like to listen to and shit.
First,
you know what I mean?
What everybody else likes to listen to.
I like Elton John. Maybe I do listen to motherfuckers, gay motherfuckers. If you're going there.
You could have said Wham, George Michael, but Elton John.
I like some old Elton John, some George Michael, certain songs I've heard. I like that shit. And all these hip hop artists will say the same goddamn thing, you know.
Go ahead, Boss Lady. What would you say, Boss Lady? Because Mike is trying to get me to the far left, literally.
Man, y'all need to get out the South, man. Y'all hurting Obama with that shit, man.
Hey, you talk. You going to the South, nigga? In Jacksonville.
But I got a school. I got a school, everybody, man, down here too. Cause I mean that shit's like so played out.
What's
first
played out?
That's how your grandmothers was raised. That's how, you know what I mean. Holding
my
the Bible. The Bible says that, you know.
I don't think two men should sleep together. That's my grandma's fault. Seriously?
Your kids are gonna think differently than we do. You know what I mean? That shit gonna be old fashioned, just like these old ass rednecks that have white people, and they're like, yeah, my parents don't like black people, but you know, they fucking them now and shit. Like, it's the same. I mean, they're gonna have gay friends and shit like that in 10, 15 years, I'm telling you.
In 10, 15
years. That's the way it is.
Oh, gay rappers? I bet that. What you think? 10 years?
I mean, who knows?
I doubt it.
You know?
Remotely.
Hey, man, hey, 10 years ago we said there'd never be a black president in our lifetime. You know what I mean? So, hey.
Right.
And what does that mean? Now I'm supposed to just say, I'm supposed to jump on the bandwagon and say, yeah, it'll be all right to be a gay rapper in 10 years? And you're going to ride around really bumping the gay rapper in the hood?
I'm just about progression, bro. You changed. Nigga, I started the same way you did in the 90s, dog. I got older, man. I see, you know, as you get older, man, that's what Barack said. He said, man, I didn't feel that about, you know, gays should be married, you know what I'm saying, you know, 5 or 6 years ago. I can change my goddamn mind, you know what I'm saying? You could say it's for political reasons or whatever, but you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think he truly mean that shit. He looks at it now, he says shit, you know? I can change. I can progress. I can say, you know what? Now I look back, I don't give a fuck what these people do in their, you know, their room, you know? And they should have the same rights, you know what I'm saying? That's their business.
Right. But I wonder how Barack will feel if one of his children would become openly gay. Would he feel the same way?
He probably wouldn't like it. I wouldn't like it if one of my kids was gay. Would I disown them and shit like that? Like, you know, Blizzard, you be talking about, like, I wouldn't do no shit like that, you know?
What
you would just
mean?
Own your son. If your son came home with a boyfriend, what would you do? Be honest.
He can't come. If he, listen, he's still my son, but he can't bring the boyfriend home. He can't bring the boyfriend home, though. I don't know where you going with him. You can't bring the boyfriend home, though. He can't come to Thanksgiving dinner and shit. Fuck you talking about. Anyway, next call. 843. 843. He's just trying to get me riled up. He's trying to get me riled up, but I'm not going to let him. I'm not going to let Mike do that. 843-696, what's popping? Who's this?
You already know who it is, bro. What's happening with you?
Billy Bad, what's happening, man? I don't even know how you feel about it. You done went and got your damn tongue pierced and shit. You want gay rappers to be... You want gay rap, too. You pro-gay rap, too. She got a fucking tongue ring, Billy Bad.
Hey, look, check this out. Just because I got my tongue pierced, so make me no less than a man, nigga. I done got them girl curious down here in the truck, nigga.
I told you. Okay, hey, boss lady. Let me ask boss lady. Boss lady, this is my partner, right? This is Billy Bad Phoenix, right? He's a straight-hit sexual man. You know what I'm saying? He like pussy. You know what I mean? But I told this, Nick, it's 2012, man. It's too much shit going on out here. I told this man, I don't really think a straight man should have a fucking tongue ring. What you think about that?
Oh, I'm not against it.
I knew you was going to say that. Bullshit.
Thank you.
She likes pussy and dick.
Hey,
you know what? I'm not even asking her opinion. Her opinion don't matter.
I know plenty of straight niggas.
Her opinion don't matter.
I know plenty of straight niggas with tongue piercings that got them girls going crazy. I know a nigga right now in the motorcycle club got three girls surrounding him trying to get their damn pussy ate by that nigga. I seen this shit, nigga. This was even before I got my tongue pierced, dog. And I put it like this. The tongue piercing thing don't even solidify that I'm a freak, because I'm a freak without the damn tongue piercing. I've been thinking about that shit for 2 damn years. I just want to get it just to say, fuck it, I'm going to get it. Shit. I can eat pussy without the damn tongue ring, nigga. Shit. I can eat pussy without the damn tongue ring. I just got it just because, nigga.
The tongue ring will tend to assume you might be suspect. That's all I'm saying. It's your right.
I'm assume. I've been called plenty worse. I put it like this, dog. I've been picked on all my life, dog. They can say anything. Shit, they can call me everything but the child of God. I mean, getting the tongue ring, they can call me anything they want. They ain't gonna faze me. Don't make me less of a man. That's all I'm gonna say. Until they know the story about me, all they're gonna do is judge the book by the cover, because all they're gonna do is stick my tongue out and they just see that shit. That don't make no damn difference to me. I don't wake up every day thinking I'm less than a man. Because I put it like this. I could wake up to a bunch of text messages talking about why I'm going to feel that tongue ring by a female. Plain and simple.
Bottom line, the tongue ring makes you suspect. That's
your opinion on it? And then you have said it plenty of times when I first put it on blast that I got a tongue ring. Yeah, and I'm raising my suspect meter by 1,000, but shit, that's just everybody else's opinion on it.
Episode 369. Nobody wants to listen to me. Where the hell did the boss lady go? your call dropped? Okay, hopefully she's calling back into the show. Anyway.
Oh, she hung up?
Yeah, I think her call dropped out. But then again, she was only supposed to be on for the first hour of the show. Anyway, episode 369, K1's Internet Radio. We're talking about gay hip-hop artists, all right? And we had one gay female artist on earlier, Mastermind. She's still online. And she basically said that, you know, she said something that was profound to me. She said, well, she doesn't even like it. She said she's gay now. And she's openly gay. But she said she feel a kind of way, you know, when a gay male rapper, like she goes to the clubs, whatever, she don't even really get into gay male rappers, and she's a gay female. So I don't really feel, how could somebody possibly think I'm being homophobic or think I'm being old or southern or any kind of fuck shit, because I feel like there's no way in hell gay rappers are going to, okay, boss lady's back on the line. Because I feel that a gay rapper is, I don't even feel like we even 10 years, 20 years close to that. I'm pretty sure it's going to be somebody that come out, you know what I'm saying? And people, certain people accept it, but I'm talking about niggas. I'm talking about people who really into hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? People who really riding around to the rappers, the real niggas. We ain't talking about, you know what I'm saying, the metrosexuals or the motherfuckers living in, you know, down in Little Five Points in Midtown and shit, and they lofts and posh apartments and shit. We know they may be acceptable. It's okay with them. But I'm talking about niggas in the streets, in the hood. We ain't fucking with a gay rapper. No time soon. That's just how I feel. What do you think? Boss lady's back on the line.
Mm-hmm.
What do I think about it? America ain't ready for it. I mean, the gay rights activists can do, you know, pretty much. I use them as an example. If a gay rapper was to come out and they get shunned and they go to the gay rights activists and they go push that shit forward and make that shit acceptable, it ain't gonna happen. You know, they ain't ready for it. Like nobody's ever heard of a gay rapper. I mean, of course, you can go on YouTube and you can see all kinds of shit. You can see, like, I found out there's a transsexual rapper in Orlando.
Why you gotta call out Orlando like that? Why you gotta call out on YouTube?
No, I'm just saying. Very same orientation, you wanna have, there's a transsexual rapper in Orlando. And I've heard one of her songs, and they sound good. I'm saying they may sound good, but that's something America is not ready for. You can get all kind of hits that you want on YouTube, but America is not going to be ready for a transsexual rapper. It's the same thing with a gay rapper. Whether he's like a feminine type dude, flamboyant, or some you know masculine type gay nigga, that they're not ready for it. You know, because they're not going to sell. All they're going to do is just get their nose turned up at them like, damn, nigga, you're supposed to be hard in the streets, dog, and you talking about doing this shit to another nigga. They ain't ready for that. Mm-hmm. I mean, females is more acceptable because, you know, you got, you know, of course, what Dude mentioned earlier about Queen Latifah, and now you got Nicki Minaj, who's apparently to be bi, you know, when she rapped about the Lil Freak song with Usher, mm-hmm. where she was talking to the chick in the video and shit.
Yeah,
you know,
she was basically talking about fucking a girl, and that whole verse was about fucking a chick. So I don't give a fuck nobody. So obviously she like pussy too. So that's just that.
That shit's acceptable. So, deemed acceptable by society, but ain't nobody gonna hear another dude talk about what he gonna do with another dude. Plain and simple. Bottom line, they ain't ready for that shit.
Okay.
When I personally bump that shit in my favorite, hell no. I will never hear. If I hear it on the radio, I'm gonna
turn
that shit.
But you get your tongue pierced though.
Yeah, I got my tongue pierced, but I'm not going to hear no other dude on the radio talking about what you're going to do to another dude. That shit turns my stomach.
Boss lady.
I'm here.
Okay, boss lady. First of all, I can't get paid. Okay, first of all, let's just. So you mean to tell me if you see a dude with a tongue ring, you ain't going to think at all, no way whatsoever about him? I can't get past this yet. No? Come on,
listen,
man.
How long I got my tongue pierced, and then you wait up until now to put that shit up there?
Nah, this is the only time, this is the only show that it made sense for me to talk about it.
Yeah, to you it makes sense. But
just because we, okay, fine.
Anyway. Okay, you know, okay, okay, how many straight niggas, okay, let's go, let's stick to the tongue piercing. We ain't going to stick to the top of the show. How many straight niggas do you know that are tongue piercing?
You the only one, nigga. I don't know any of these straight niggas with a fucking tongue piercing. I don't know nobody. I don't
okay, now you know, Blizzard, I'm a straight, now you know you talking to a nigga that you done hung out with that has a tongue piercing now. I'll be in Atlanta next month. I will come to your studio and be like, nigga, you are the only straight nigga that now you know got a tongue piercing.
It's because you don't live nowhere like Atlanta that you don't understand my point. Okay, boss lady.
I understand your point, but yeah.
You don't. Boss lady, let me ask you this then.
I'm listening.
Okay. So I can get everybody to listen because now the phone lines and I don't know who listened on the podcast or whatever, but this is the point. In Atlanta, Georgia, would you say that a guy in Atlanta now, we ain't talking about just in Atlanta, Georgia, you already know how everybody around here feel like it's just so many gay people here, so many goddamn down low niggas, and really is, niggas be going both ways and shit around here. You don't think that having something like a tongue ring as a male, that's just in a city like Atlanta, that's just sending up the wrong kind of signal. Even if you is not, it's because you just on some freaky shit and you really
As long as he's not walking around throwing his tongue ring out at people, I don't feel like, you know what I'm saying, that I don't care where you are, that necessarily means, I think you're a homophobe.
See there?
That's what it is.
Homophobic. Homophobic people cannot deal with homosexual, period. And I have been at parties with them. I've worked with them. I've actually had a gay male R&B artist featured on my song, and I knew he was gay. You feel me? I'm not a homophobic. I'm not one of these people who just don't want to interact with gay people at all. I'm just being brutally honest about myself and really saying what a lot of people probably would say if given this same platform where they just known for saying what the fuck they want to say. I'm not homophobic. I just feel like, you know, a tongue ring on a dude, you know what I'm saying? If Billy wasn't my friend, you know what I'm saying? I don't care. The fact that he is my partner, I try to discourage him from doing it because I'm like, man, niggas going to think you suspect with that shit, man. Don't do that shit. You feel me? You know what I mean? I mean, again, you know, there is no set pattern for what makes a man gay or what makes a man straight. You know, you see gay dudes around Atlanta and the motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, got all white tees on, the Air Force Ones on, just like I got on. You know what I'm saying? So there is no one thing that can set you off, but I'm just saying that particular thing has always had a tie to it that's what gay men do. You feel me?
Okay.
It ain't even like something. They was the first ones to start doing. They was the first males to start getting tongue rings was gay men. And then, you know, it kind of got okay for straight men to do it. That's all I'm saying about the tongue ring.
The main reason why a straight nigga would get a tongue ring is basically because them girls like it, pretty much. Plain and simple.
The girls see
it on another dude, and it's a sexual appeal to them.
Okay, then.
That's the other half reason why I got a tongue ring.
Okay.
But the main reason why I got it is because to say, fuck it, I got it. I put it like this, Blizzard. When I was working at Walmart when I was 20, I knew a black dude. Brother black dude, they, you know, married to a white chick, got kids and everything, you know what I'm saying? He one of them gothic type dudes, you know, got a tongue ring. He got it just because. He got it because he wanted to get it.
He's a black goth. A black goth?
Yeah. Black and gothic.
This nigga already fucked up in here. Okay, anyway, back to the show. Boss lady. Hey, boss lady.
I'm listening.
Okay. Now, this is back to the point of the show, okay? Do you think that if a sex tape came out, right, of a big name rapper, you know, I don't want to name anybody's name because I don't want motherfuckers just saying some shit, but just a big name rapper and the sex tape came out and he was having sex with another person. If he was on your label, he was signed to your label, you got a record label, he was signed to your label, what would be the first thing? What would you do? What would you do at that point? And he signed. Now, this is somebody that's already a platinum artist, but it's a sex tape that then came out. No one knew he was gay, but it's a sex tape out with this artist, this male artist. But he's already sold 5 million records already. You're the CEO of the label. what would you do with 2012, not 10 years from now, wishful thinking and shit, right now, what would you do?
I would see how that, I would try to see, me personally, being that I would look at it as a good meal ticket for people to boost his views or his ratings, and he gonna be everywhere. You know what I'm saying? I would see how I can eat off that. That's just me.
You wouldn't drop him from the label immediately and cut your losses? He's never going to sell any records again. He's not selling any more records.
You can't say that, though. You know what I'm saying? Because you still have that. You still have that great fan base.
He's not selling any more records in 2000. Who's he's going to sell? It's going to be some. If he's got hardcore fans, it's going to be some of his fans that. Because right now, okay. Let me. You know who he's going to sell to? He's going to sell to the already gay people who already like him anyway. So right now, if Rick Ross came out. And Rick Ross came out and somebody said, Rick Ross gay man, I got this nigga sucking a nigga dick on camera. Rick Ross already a big name artist, so he already got gay fans right now. So those fans ain't going nowhere. They're going to be like, yeah, I knew it all. I have more power to him, dude. Blah, blah, blah. What the fuck ever they going to say? You know what I'm saying? They're going to do a happy dance. They're going to go get a tongue pierced and all kind of shit. The point is this, okay? I'm just fucking with Billy Bad. The point is this. He's not gonna lose the people that's already gay. You feel what I'm saying? They're gonna be there because they're already gay. So they don't. They might go out and buy the last two albums that he had before then. They might like him even more now. He's not gonna lose his fans. But you gotta know that Rick Ross fan base, or artists of his magnitude, of his stature, his main core audience is gonna be 85% heterosexual, at least, probably higher. So you gotta think at that point right there, you just wiped out. Over 85% of his fan base when that tape comes out. And you still not going to drop him?
I wouldn't.
What? There's no possibility of monetary gain.
Okay, so if I would drop him, right? If I would drop him,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how would it benefit me for me to drop him if we can take those people that didn't know he gay and did not support him? Now, if it was in a situation where he was bashing gay people, then it came out for him to be gay, that'll be something different. I take a different approach to that.
90% of straight rappers, if 90% of quote unquote straight rappers, some kind of roundabout way bash gay people in their flow. Even if it's I'm telling you, man, I'm not homophobic, but I can't sit here and say if you go through my catalog of music. I know I've used the word fag. I know I used the word punk ass nigga. I know I didn't use the word gay ass rappers, gay ass nigga, fuck nigga. I said all kind of shit that let you know that that will be deemed anti-gay, even though I'm not active, even though I'm not like protesting homosexuals, and I think they should be wiped off the earth and all this other kind of retarded, stupid shit. You know what I'm saying? Nothing remotely close to extreme like that. But most rappers at some point have said something. That's offensive to gay people. Most of them have. It's really woven into the fabric of hip hop. That's why it can never really pan out, because saying some shit like that is so commonplace in hip hop. You changing. You might as well tell niggas stop saying money. It's gonna be just as hard, because every now and then he gonna say some shit that's gonna be referring to you. You probably gay nigga, so you a bitch, or you probably gay nigga, so you lame, or. You can't even really because you're not. I'm an artist, so I understand that niggas refer to homosexuality in such a negative light in so many ways and punchlines and they words. It's hard to, you know what I'm saying? It's hard to tell. At that point, you can use anybody's lyrics against them. Rick Ross, 50 Cent, Jay-Z, Lil Wayne, nigga, pick one. Pick a nigga. I don't give a fuck who it is. This nigga that said some anti-gay slur in his fucking songs. Not one. So, you still trying to hold on to this artist? You should immediately drop him, I think, because he's not going to never make you any money again.
But you didn't ask me what Blaze going to do. You asked me what Boss Lady will do.
Yeah, I know. That's it. I'm saying I would immediately drop him from the label, because I'm cutting my losses at that point. I'm done. I can't even. I'm about to probably lose money trying. I'm not even trying to salvage this for what? It's a tape out, nigga. You were giving a nigga a blowjob. This shit is over, nigga. Over.
Like I said. Like I said, if it was me, it would depend.
Okay. Okay. Well, anyway.
I mean, it would depend on.
Say what now?
I said, well, honestly, if it was me, it would be like on a situational basis.
I can't see a situation where it's going to turn out good for you. I can't. How you said we're going to see if we can make some money. Can you get a check? Tell me how you think you're going to get a check off that situation.
I mean, as far as YouTube views, some of the gay people that would want to purchase or see that, some people like, because it's, I mean, even though there are a lot of people who wouldn't be into guy-on-guy porn, there is still a lot of people, even females, that are into male-on-male porn.
And so at this point, you're going to take your Rick Ross-style rapper and literally market. He's not going to even...
Oh, no. There's always ways of doing it. I wouldn't, like, you know what I'm saying? Probably, I would...
Oh, you're going to sell it to one... You're going to sell it behind his back and get some money behind his back is what you're going to do.
No, I don't do anything behind anybody's back. I don't like behind...
What's the scenario where you make money off this situation? Because to me, his career is over at this point, and you might as well just cut your losses and move on.
I don't feel like that, because they're still he may not be a mainstream artist again, but he still will have, you know. And like I said, it also depends on how his lyrics are. Like, if he's totally bashing gay people and calling them, you know, faggot ass this and faggot ass that, and then in that situation I would have to let him go. But in a situation where he hasn't said anything negative about the gay community, maybe, I mean, That community will...
No one says it out loud like that. We don't say it blatantly like that. You know what I'm saying? Most of the time we try to stop short of that, because this is the entertainment industry, and any motherfucking body with any sense knows it's a lot of gay people that you're going to have to pass through to get to a certain upper echelon. At some point, you're going to have to deal with a gay person in the entertainment industry. Anybody with any kind of sense and knowledge of the game understands that. So you don't want to just be that blatant with it, but we all do it. And it's really like a subconscious thing. Like, you be saying shit and you're really bashing gay people in your rhyme, but you really don't even realize you're doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really don't realize it. But when you stop and listen to it, because I had to self-examine myself to the point where I had to be conscious of not doing it. You feel what I'm saying? Because I used to do it so fluently. You feel me? I had to stop. I had to really tone it down, because I would say all kind of shit, you know, early on in my career. When then now, that's just some of the shit I used to say would just be totally, I wouldn't do it now. You feel me? Just because I've grown, and just because I know now the industry, the world is more acceptable to gay people now, so I just can't say everything I want to say. You know what I'm saying? Or I probably would have said in a punchline or something like that maybe 10 years ago. You understand what I'm saying? But I do feel like if that came out for an artist, I just think their career is done. There is no recovering from that. Let me take another call real quick, because we got more people on the phone lines.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan girl, 269 checking in. What's happening, babe?
What's up? What's going on?
What's going on? Oh, I see Ruby Candy on the line. I'm finna come to her, too. What up, Ruby? Y'all come. Ruby and Boss Lady, y'all could be friends. We'll get to that. So... Michigan girl, what's happening? Welcome to the show. Okay, you've heard that. You've been on the phone lines for a minute. You've been waiting patiently, and I appreciate that, and I really thank you for that. What do you think about what we're talking about? Episode 369, K100 Internet Radio. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. Again, follow us on Twitter at K100_radio. Again, at K100_radio. You can follow me on Twitter at Blizm, at BLIZM. Boss Lady, where can they follow you at again?
Boss Lady ENTCEO.
Boss Lady ENTCEO. All right, check her out on Twitter. She's got a radio show too. So if you're an artist, or if you like to talk some shit, or maybe you just like pussy, like she like pussy, whatever it is, hear the day show too. So Michigan girl,
yes.
What do you think about what we're talking about? First of all, what do you feel about gay hip hop artists? Do you think there's any room in the game for them? Could you ride around listening to a gay artist yourself?
You know what, and it's probably going to sound like a real double standard, but I don't think I could ride around listening to a gay dude rap artist. Now, I love the Brat. She came out when, you know, I was, like, into hip-hop and, you know, all of that. And, of course, she didn't come out, gay, and we all had our, you know, thoughts and like, oh, yeah, I think she might be gay. But regardless, I still love the breast. But she didn't really talk about, you know, sex and I want to get with this chick and blah, blah, blah. Like one of the callers was saying earlier, there's a time and a place for everything. And I think, you know, most of the openly gay female rappers don't just put it out there. You have a few of them that will, and I can honestly say now that I would not ride around listening to because that's just not something I can identify with because that's just not me. But if you just not talking about that, then I can listen to, you know, a gay female rapper, but it may sound hypocritical, it may be a double standard, but I don't care what he's talking about, I just don't think I could ride around listening to a gay dude rapper. I'm sorry, I just don't think I could.
And why can't you? What is it, why not? What is it, what, okay, let me be blatantly clear. The reason why you can't listen to the gay rapper is it associated with your feelings about gay men?
And honestly, it probably is. Like someone else said, in society, it is more acceptable, you know, for gay women or whatever. You know, you may not completely agree with it, but it does not turn your stomach. And I mean, in no way am I trying to offend any gay men or whatever the case may be, but this is just my personal thing. Seeing two men kissing and whatever, whatever, it turns my stomach. I can't do it. But you see two women, you may not agree with it 100%, but it's not as bad as two men. And that's just, I think that's just how most people are, unless you just completely hate gay people, period, and think they all need to be wiped off the face of the earth. Now, if you like that, you don't want to see gay women or gay men, but if you, you know, tolerant or whatever, you can see two gay women, and it's just like, I mean, to a lot of dudes it's hot, and to some dudes that is not hot, it's still acceptable, but two gay men, it's just, it's never okay. I mean, I know some gay dudes and I'm cool with them, but I don't want to see them kissing they do. I don't want to see it. I don't want you to talk to me about it, and I don't want to hear no descriptive details about what y'all did last night.
So what if the gay guy rapper is not talking about sex on the song?
I still think it's just tied back because hip hop is visual, and I would have to see him, and if he's openly gay, there's gonna be probably some telltale signs.
A lot of openly gay men doesn't have gay mannerisms. You know what I'm saying? Because within their community, they have what they call tops and bottoms, and more so the tops are more masculine than the bottoms are.
Right, their tops are more masculine, but even them, they still have some telltale signs, and even if they don't, then, you know, I think it's just that embedded in you that in your mind you're just going to go back to, ooh, he be kissing another man. I mean, that's just me personally. Not that, you know, I got anything against them, but what you do in your bedroom is what you do, but I'm just saying that perception of it, I just don't think I could ride around listening to him, even if he's not talking about sex. It's just going to go back to me thinking about that fact.
What if you already been listening to him for years? And I know you're probably going to want to shoot me dead for real for this, but what if you found out Tupac?
You don't even
I know she loves Tupac. I know she loves Tupac. That's why I said.
Oh, for real, you're going to make me hang up on you. You ain't even supposed to let that even
slow. What if you found out after the fact? Years, he's already dead and gone.
I don't know. I'm gonna have some. You know what? Another thing I think it is that like would probably be a problem is because when you're looking at men rappers or whatever, there's always like not that you just want them, but there's like this attraction, like sexual attraction or whatever, which is why a lot of people hid the fact even with R&B because what woman wants to know that the dude that's singing about love and I want to do whatever to you is really thinking about a dude while he's singing this song to you. A lot of people, when they listening or looking at these rappers or artists, they thinking about, you know, if the person is attractive, there's this sexual chemistry. So I think that's another part of why, you know, straight women probably couldn't get into a gay rapper because it's like, yeah, what, you ain't interested in me. It ain't even a remote possibility that you would be interested in me.
Mm-hmm. What you think about that, boss lady? Do you think the straight women would feel this strongly about this as the straight men? I think she might be on to something. People are assuming that it's just men going to feel that way.
I think it's whether they're straight or gay. I feel like whether they're open, you know what I'm saying, what they're open to. Like, because they're straight, I mean, 90%, well, 97% of my friends are straight, you understand, and they still are my friends. You know, I have a best friend who I see naked, she see me naked, but she is as straight as a damn needle. You understand?
Well, how the hell she seeing you naked? Y'all women, you know, women do the gayest shit.
But see, that's women, though. Women can do that. But men, even if both of them straight, they women, we do that. I have some friends that we've been friends since the fifth grade. We'll strip down and we straight. We'll strip down naked, change clothes in front of each other or whatever. That's just a woman thing. Two straight men, they not going to do that. One of them going to wait. They going to go in another room. I don't care if somebody got to go outside. That's what they going to happen.
They go outside the locker room. So I just feel like it's what you're – I mean, even at game time, they pat each other on the ass and all this other shit, doing gay shit. But at the same time, like, how could you go back and say, oh, I don't fuck with gay niggas, or, you know what I'm saying, I won't listen to a gay rap. I feel like it's all in that person's perspective.
I feel like you're saying, but they already hide that behind sports. The patting on the ass is only acceptable in sports, but I feel what you said. But even in the locker room, like I've heard guys say, you know, keep eyes, you know, when you're in the locker room and there's a whole bunch of dudes, you have no choice but to change. I heard guys say, oh, you keep your eyes straight. You don't look to the left. You don't look to the right, because nobody wants it to be said or thought that you was checking out somebody's package or whatever. It's just that, I don't know, with dudes, they just different than women. Women, we can get undressed in front of our girls and change clothes, whatever, it's no big deal. But guys, they don't associate. Like, I mean, they just don't do that. They'll wait, they'll change clothes.
Like, it depends on the person, because, I mean, I've been at parties, not to put my business out there, but I've been at parties, you know what I'm saying, where guys, it's 7 or 8 guys on one woman, like, and they all naked. You know what I'm saying? And these are all heterosexual men. So I feel like it's just everybody's outlook, your personal outlook on, you know, everybody has different views. And I feel like it's all on that person's view or how they see things or how open that person is, whether or not they will accept it. Now, a lot of people that will accept it may not openly say they'll accept it because of what they may appear to be after saying that they accept that. Let's say for instance, like 10 years ago, like y'all was saying, 10 years ago, we would never thought that, you know, that people would be able to get married, gay people would be able to get married, because so many people shunned it, but it was so many people for it, and you didn't know that they were for it. Like, now so many people are coming out being that they are gay now because they feel more comfortable. Like, one person was like, fuck it, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to let the world know that I'm gay. And people,
I mean,
can't accept it because that person stood up and said, okay, I'm going to let that person know, let everybody know that I'm gay. I don't give a fuck how people feel.
Yeah, and again, we are talking about apples and oranges in that scenario, like kind of like what Mike said to me earlier. I kind of agree with him on that. Whereas, yes, saying that it's okay for people to get married is one thing, but when you personally, each individual person personally chooses what music they play. And when we're talking about the subject of the show, you personally choose who you listen to in your iPod. You pay that money for that iPod, and you download them songs or whatever. You got the power to turn off a radio, or you got the power to not buy a CD. If you don't, so I feel like right now, even with it being accepted so much about people being gay, I feel like right now, a gay rapper is not going to ever be, even though you got gay marriage getting approved.
I agree with you 1,000% on that. Like, I agree with you on that. I'm not negating that at all. But I'm just saying that I would listen depending on what that person is rapping about.
Well, you bi, though. That's why.
But it's not because I'm bi. It's because I can't say I don't judge people, but to a certain extent, you know what I'm saying? Like, people are who they are. They not, you know what I'm saying? Like, because he gay, as long as he ain't causing me no harm or telling my kids to go fuck a man, or, I mean, if I had a boy and telling my boy to go fuck a man, like, that's his preference. That's his lifestyle. That's what he chose to do.
But why is it? See, this is what's confusing me about your stance, Boss Lady. Because you saying you and it's funny how you just made a clear distinction about your son or your boy. It sounded like you had a problem. You would have a problem with a gay male rapper telling your son to do something that would lead him to being gay, right? You have a problem with that. But then again, it's like you kind of want to be a free thinker at the same time and a progressive person at the same time and say, well, it's you know, that doesn't really matter. But it does matter to you. It does really matter to you at the end of the day.
When it comes to raising my kids, I mean, I don't let my kids listen to certain music, period, point blank. You understand? Like, because I want my kids to make their own decisions based on the way that they choose to live, not the way that I choose to live.
Mm-hmm.
Not the way that I'm choosing to live. Like, if my daughter would be a person that hates gay people, that's her choice. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to say, okay, you have to like gay people. Or, you know what I'm saying, my daughter wanted to be gay. Or whether if my daughter wanted to be gay, I didn't want her decision to be based on what I did.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I wanted solely to based on her opinion or how she feels, not nothing that I had to persuade her to feel like that.
Okay. All right then. Well, let me let me apologize to Michigan girl for my blasphemy saying that Tupac, what if Tupac was gay? I'm pretty sure she wanted to jump through the phone and strangle me. But I'm just saying, you wouldn't, see, this is the thing about, I asked you that because I know you're a big Tupac fan, and I feel like right now, if it came out that Tupac was gay, used to be gay, and he just kept it on the down low all them years, and it came out after the fact now, I don't think you would stop listening to Tupac. And so the point is, like, Luther Vandross, right? For years and years, women was like, oh, my God, Luther sang me out my panties. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And then found out Luther's gay. That didn't stop body. Everybody, auntie, still love Luther, nigga. It didn't stop shit.
They still love Luther, but it changed some people's perception of Luther. And now they may still listen to the music or whatever, but then they was like, dang, Luther wasn't even talking to me all then. I mean, I done heard, you know, like my mom and them people, you know, that, you know, and even people might be like, damn, love that Luther song, but damn it, he wasn't even talking to me. He was thinking about something. Now, you still going to like the song.
But when it came on, though, they still juked to it. They still danced to it. Like, oh, that's my song. The thing is, right now, if you were to find out that Tupac was gay, right now, if you were in the club,
I need you to find another reference because you're bothering me right now.
See what I'm saying? That's why right now. That tells you right there it's never going to work. She can't even stand it.
With that one. But then the thing, I guess the other thing about it is R&B, you know, nothing is really like hip-hop. Even though it was hidden in R&B, hip-hop is still, you know, because it started in the streets and all of this stuff, it's just more, you expect it to be a little bit more gritty. And yeah, you have a, you know, bubblegum, hip-hop, whatever. But I think that also plays a part in it because in some people's mind, you're thinking, if you gay, how hard can you really be?
Okay. Well, then again, you say that, but I done seen a fucking gay dude beat the shit out of straight niggas more than once.
True. I done seen it too. I'm just saying, I said some people will have that perception because they tie hip-hop to being, you know, street, you know, hood, in the trap, and, you know, whatever, even though it's not all about that or whatever, but that's what some people's mentality ties rap to. So if you got an openly gay rapper, you know, some people going to be like, maybe you ain't been in the trap, you ain't did this, even though we know that there's always exceptions to everything.
Pile of fucking boys, a whole bunch of them, nigga.
A lot of them.
A whole bunch of them niggas that be talking about the trap, that been in the trap, that goddamn did 10-year fed and jumped out, was getting their dick sucked by a dude in prison. Straight the fuck up. Them niggas is lying.
We know this, but they gonna lie about it, they gonna deny it to the end, and then them gonna be the same ones that looking crazy, talking about, oh, no, I ain't listening to no gay rapper, but you knew when you did them 10 years, you was getting your dick sucked, or you might have been getting pumped in the booty, who knows, but you ain't gonna never admit to it.
So it's okay as long as they don't admit it. That's what basically in hip hop, stay your ass in the closet. That's where we at. Stay your ass in the closet.
For men, like like you said earlier, women is more acceptable, but I think as far as the men, they might. I don't think society is ready. I don't think it would go well for an openly gay rapper to try to be mainstream.
I think the nature of hip hop itself is just, it just doesn't allow for it. It's just one of them things. Everything can't mix. Every fucking thing can't co-mingle, goddammit. Okay, every fucking thing ain't gonna always mesh well together. Okay, it's water and oil. Gay fucking people and gay males and hip hop just don't mesh well. Okay, I don't know why. I don't. It is what it is. And we didn't have the. No one even when hip hop came to life and during his infant years and everything. No one even foresaw all the changes in society or whatever. But the point is, sometimes people just have to say fuck it, man. Some shit just don't go well together. You know what I'm saying? Some shit just don't mesh well. And this is one of the instances where hip-hop really, a gay male hip-hop artist, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, not so much. But then again, you look at it and you say, well, 10 years ago, a female gay rapper wasn't as acceptable. But now you see them all the time. And now you hear them saying shit in their words all the time about being gay. You feel what I'm saying? So, I mean, you could say that, but then again, if you just look ten years back to right now, it's a difference into how acceptable it is for a gay female to talk about that kind of shit out in the open. Just like Mastermind said, you feel what I'm saying? So maybe 10 years from now,
I doubt it too, but that society is more accepting of. Like I said, I just think it boils down to society being more accepting of gay women. Because even 10 years ago, they weren't coming out. But people thought they had their doubts, they had their suspicions. But even though they didn't come out, but even if you think about it, there's always been girl-on-girl in porn, just for instance. And nobody ever, thought it was disgusting or whatever. But then you talk about gay porn, nobody wants to deal with that except for gay people. It's always been more acceptable society has always thought it was sexy for two women or whatever, or at least acceptable for two women versus two men. And I think that's just what it boils down to. So that's why the women can get away with it, but the men can't.
Right. And you're right. So let me go to the next caller. And I agree. I agree that, what the hell? Boss lady, phone must have went back out again. Boss lady.
Yes, honey.
Oh, Lord have mercy. All right, so I didn't realize you was gone because I had so many people on the line. Okay, so let me go to the next caller. But anyway, speaking of what Michigan Girl just said, episode 369. And so, Boss Lady, I totally agree with what she just said. It is acceptable for two women. And with that being said, I got Boss Lady on the line, and I got Ruby Candy on the line. Ruby Candy.
Come back to me, Blizzum. Take the next caller and come back to me.
Oh, okay. I'll come back to you then. All right, Pamela.
Okay.
All right. I was waiting for that conversation right there. All right, go to the next one. I was really finna fuck with Boss Lady for real on that one, for real. You just don't know. I was setting you up sweet for that one right there. Hold on. I'm coming back to her, though. Stand by. 317-640, what's popping? Welcome to K100.
What's up? I just tuned in. I was a little busy, but I want to make sure I tuned in.
What's going on? Who's this?
Kelsey.
Kelsey Nicole.
Yeah.
What's happening? Are you on Twitter now? Have you been reinstated?
I'm good. I'm good on Twitter as long as I just keep it cool.
Okay.
Keep it cool on Twitter.
Episode 369. 444-29, you next. 407, you on deck. Also, we're gonna make sure we get back to Ruby Candy. We're talking about gay hip hop artists. You know what I'm saying? And the tagline is gay hip hop artists. She cool, but not him. This is K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host Blizzum. I also got Boss Lady, the owner of Atlanta Hot Radio. She's on the line with me, co-hosting today. Shouts out to her for tuning in to K100 Internet Radio and taking time out to come over and co-host with us. Big ups to her. We've been talking about gay hip hop artists. Why people listen to them? Why people think it's okay for a female hip hop artist to be gay? We've seen all that. We see that all the time, more and more now. Gay female artists coming out and they're making songs about being gay. You know, they go to regular heterosexual open mics or whatever and showcases and do their thing, and it's okay now, but a gay man could never do that, at least not in 2012. What do you think about that? What do you think about gay hip-hop artists in general?
I don't think it's acceptable. I mean, it's in my book. I mean, I have a little boy, but I have a goddaughter, too, and I don't like it. I don't like to hear her singing the songs and saying the stuff that they're saying. I don't think it's cool either way. I think it's way less cool for a dude to do it because it's offensive to women. But, you know, guys have always been interested in two females for, I mean, just way back when. Because, you know, men, you know, had 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 wives, you know what I'm saying? And it was cool back then, you feel me? I don't know if they was doing stuff with each other, but just, you know, two females has always been acceptable. I don't like it either way because I think that a lot of female rappers are, like, thinking that they going to shoot, you know what I'm saying, make it through the industry because they rapping about girl-on-girl action or whatever just because Nicki Minaj came out and she did it or whatever. Let me sign your boobs and whatever and whatnot. I don't know, but I think it's like people are, you know, female rappers are just doing that a little too much, just thinking that, you know, that's what's going to get them on or whatever, honestly. But I don't know. I don't like it either way, honestly.
So you don't like – so you wouldn't – would you purchase the album – if they made good music, if the artist made good music now, would you purchase the album of an openly gay female rapper or – male rapper?
No, because what do you mean good music? If it's good music, it's good music. But if it's all about her and another female, I don't want to hear that because I'm not interested in another female. I don't want to hear about other female with another female.
I'm saying, what if the song is like, okay, earlier we had Mastermind, and she's a gay female artist, and she was on the line. She's still on the line right now. But she said, what if you took somebody and set them in a room and played a song? And, you know, they weren't talking about sex or nothing. They just played the song or whatever, and you liked the song. Maybe because what we do know about gay people that's in the closet and they artists and they stuff, when they doing music, they don't talk about, just like gay rapper, gay R&B artists, male R&B artists, they can write love songs like Luther Vandross. He can write songs about sex or whatever, but he doesn't talk about sex
man,
with a man.
Or-
Yeah, he says it as if he's talking about a woman. So they mm-hmm. may talk about – they can even talk about sex. They can talk about love or whatever, but they may not necessarily say it in the homosexual content. So you hear the song, the beat hot, everything hot. They're talking about let's just chill. You know, they talk about general relationship shit or whatever, but they're not literally talking about – if it's a guy, he's not literally talking about sucking a dude's dick or whatever, but it comes out that he's gay. You feel me? But he's a rapper, and he's got like 3 or 4 songs that you heard from him already. You like him. He talk about sex, but he don't necessarily talking about what he's literally doing. So at this point, you don't know he's gay. You like the songs, but then it comes out that he's gay. Do you stop supporting him at that point?
It just changes it. I mean, I feel like yes, because it changes it. Now I'm thinking when I hear you say that stuff about you doing it with a dude. So I don't know. It just changes my whole, because I think a lot of music is visual. Like people like songs because they can like see the video or they can like just see it happening. You know what I'm saying? But when I find out that you're gay and I'm hearing everything that you're saying, it just changes the whole visual for me. So it just changes my feeling about it, honestly.
Boss Lady, do you think it's going to change people's mind about the artist once they come out? Do you think they will automatically start seeing the music except they heard the same song 100 times, but now that he's gay? Do you agree with Kelsey's assessment that it's going to change the meaning of the song for the person, even though they liked it the first 50 times, but now that they're gay, now it's something?
They probably do. They probably look at it like, dang, so when he was talking about this, this is what he was talking about? Or he was talking about kissing, this is what he was talking about? He's in a home run and all this other shit. So yeah, it makes people pay attention to things a little different, I think.
So Kelsey, can you admit? I can admit that this is wrong. Are we all wrong for taking this stance, or are we right?
What did you say?
I'm talking to Kelsey. Are we wrong as people, as artists? You're an artist, I'm an artist. Are we wrong for taking this stance? Are we wrong for saying that we can't get into an artist's music because of their sexual nature? We're
no.
both artists ourselves.
No, because I feel like I'm entitled to my opinion and my beliefs just like they are. I'm not going to, you know what I'm saying, just build up a whole hate protest towards them because of their decisions, but I'm not going to support it.
because I don't believe in that. And if they believe in that, that's fine. You believe in that, that's cool. Do you. But if I don't believe in that, no, I'm not going to support it. And I don't feel like I'm wrong for not supporting it. You know, if you don't want to support my music because you're gay and I'm not, oh, well, you know, we all entitled to that. But, no, I don't feel like I'm wrong or we wrong for, you know, feeling a certain way about people expressing their feelings through music about homosexuality. No.
But no. It's okay for us. But it's okay for us to express our music. It's like, okay, let me ask you some real shit. You got to be 100 now. Do you like some artists who talk about selling dope? Do you like artists who talk about fucking a lot of women being promiscuous? Do you like artists who talk about fornicating? Do you like artists who talk about, you know, excessive violence? I mean, do you is there any artists that you like that talk about stuff like that in their music?
Yes, I like Jeezy. I like Jay-Z, and they talk about, you know, their street life or whatever and whatnot. So, yeah, I mean, yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah,
so now
yeah.
you know where I'm headed. You already know where this is going. You know what I'm saying? We know that those are negative things. Those are things that we really don't like, unless you do really like violence, unless you do really like, you know what I'm saying, stuff like, which I doubt that you do. So why is it
I don't think I like that music because of what they're talking about. I think I like Jay-Z and how he talks about it and how he uses his wordplay around certain things. I think I like Jeezy because of how
a gay rapper
can
be lyrical, though. A gay rapper can be lyrical.
No.
A gay rapper could be lyrical. Right? Lyricism is lyricism. You know what I'm saying? Lyricism is
lyricism. Yeah, I feel you. Like, if it's a gay rapper and he's being lyrical and he's talking about, just, you know, if it's sexual, I think that's when it changes my image. But if you're talking about you gay, but you was a thug and in the streets, but you know what I'm saying? I don't know. Like, if you're talking about that stuff, I don't know. I think that changes my image, too, because if you gay, but you was a thug, that, I mean, it just don't make sense. Like, it don't seem, I don't know, man. That's,
it does make sense because niggas be the hardest nigga on the block, but get 20 years and go to jail and fuck boys and get out and then go back to fucking women. And it happens all the time. You know what I'm saying? It happens all the
time.
So I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you saying that you don't. I mean, I see it all the time. I mean, people be the hardest dudes ever, but then they go to prison for fucking a decade, and they fucking do some gay shit up in prison, but then they get back out. It's like they act like it didn't happen, but nigga, you did it. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, it's a lot of scenarios. I do think it is very hypocritical of us. And very, but I'm trust me, I'm not buying the gay rappers CD either, and I'm really not too much feeling the really hardcore gay female either per se. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not really trying to hear it. You know, of course, I'm a guy. I would love to see, you know, two girls go at it. I'm the average guy. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I don't necessarily mind Nicki Minaj in some fucking boy shorts with that fat ass talking about how she like kissing a girl. That's kind of hot. I'm not mad at Nicki when she does that. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying it's hypocritical. It's just a double standard, but it is what it is. You feel what I'm saying? That's just how it's going down at the end of the day. But I think you are like 90% of hip-hop consumers where they're like, shit, you know, they can live their life or whatever, but I ain't bumping their motherfucking music. Because then all of a sudden, the music is going to take a whole new meaning on, because now you know they're gay, even though they were the same person making the same music, and now you just don't see them the same anymore. I think 90% of people, unless you got something, you know, unless you just a real progressive thinker, or either you may be gay yourself, I just think people gonna feel like that about it. And it's right or wrong. I don't know if it's right or wrong, but I know it's fucking true. All right, stand by. I got a couple more calls, all right?
Okay.
All right. Boss Lady, you still with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Well, let me take these next couple of calls. I want to make sure, hopefully, Ruby get back on the phone line before we get up out of here. 404-429. What up, though?
Man, I'm really. What's going on, man? It's Charlie Young, man. I'm really enjoying this conversation, bro.
Oh, my homie, player partner, Charlie Young, man. St. Louis.
Now you know I'm going to call in. What is my opinion? You better damn know.
Go ahead, man. What
do
you think about it, man?
I think, you know what I'm saying, as a society, we kind of fucked up in the head. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's never going to change. My thing is, if you gay, be gay, bro. A woman or whoever. Like, I don't think the motherfuckers that's in the closet and talking about all this old punk ass gangster shit, but you gay as a fruitcake. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you gay, you gay. Good music is good music. You know what I'm saying?
Would you buy a gay rapper's album?
No, I would not. I'm a firm believer in the Lord Jesus Christ and all that old fuckla that they doing is wrong. Mm-hmm. So I would not support them.
But Charlie Young, hold up, Charlie Young. You see, this is how people always get trapped up in the conversation when it comes to homosexuality. Because at the same time, at the same breath, we utter stuff like we believe in God and Jesus Christ and the Bible and everything. But it's okay if another rapper, let's just any rapper comes out, you know what I'm saying? 2 Chainz says, you know what I'm saying? I fucked your baby mama, you know what I'm saying? And he ain't married to this motherfucker, so that's fornicating. And if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you shouldn't want to listen to 2 Chainz.
Like I said, my first statement, we fucked up in here as society. We fucked up. Like, they don't work around it. We fucked up, you know what I'm saying? Like, we could go fuck 10 bitches, you know what I'm saying, and go to church on Sunday and not be mad. we could go curse out, you know what I'm saying, everybody else, and then say amen after that. You know what I'm saying? We fucked up. You know what I'm saying? That's just reality. That's a fact. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But the whole gay thing, I think we never gonna really accept that, really. You know what I'm saying? We never, especially black folks. You know what I'm saying? Like, white folks don't give a hoot nanny. You gay? Ha ha. That's fine. You know what I'm saying? I would about y'all, but us as black folks, we can't accept that.
We cannot accept that. Boss lady. Boss lady. Okay, boss lady gone. Boss lady.
I'm here. I'm doing more than one thing right now. I'm sorry.
Okay, let me ask you. I'm got one more question for you. Do you think it matters that we are, do you think it matters between black people and white people who are going to accept this? Do you think white people are going to accept the gay rapper more than black people? I didn't even bring it.
I sure do. I feel like they will.
You better damn know they will. Shit.
Wait a minute, man. But listen. Y'all at the same time y'all saying that, who are the people in the Senate? Who are the people that's trying to actively really stop gay marriage from coming to light? It's mostly white.
Like I said, we are fucked up as a society. That's it. Why? I don't know shit. We fucked up, bro. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no answer for it. You know what I'm saying? The whole society is fucked up. The government fucked up. We fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Most white people fucked up. We just fucked up, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of problems. It ain't never going to get right. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing we can do about it, bro. Ain't nothing but live. You know what I'm saying? And choose to believe in what you believe in. And go with that. Go from there. That's it.
Basically, Charlie Young, in summary, we all fucked up. In short,
if you say,
I'm sorry,
listen,
I'm here, y'all.
Okay.
Yeah. And listen, listen, if you say you ain't fucked up, you're fooling yourself. Because everybody does wrong. Everybody done something wrong, has done wrong in their life. If you sit here and say you ain't, you're a motherfucking liar.
You're right about that.
For a person to be biased, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm. You know, I don't have a problem with gays. That's fine. Whoop the damn dude. Just walk down your street. Don't walk down mine. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I don't. You know what I'm saying?
You can't say that, Charlie Young. You can't say that. You can't say you don't have a problem with gays, but you can't even walk on the same street with gays. Come on, man.
No, I'm saying don't walk down my street trying to. You know what I'm saying? Get me to come over to where you at. You know what I'm saying? No, it's not gonna happen. Stay on your side, fella. I'm still mine. That's just
what it is.
But listen. I don't have a problem. Just don't come on my street with it. You know, stay on your side. I got a one-way street.
Boss lady.
I'm here.
You think does Charlie Young sound like a homophobic person to you?
No, I'm not. No, listen, I have cousins.
He doesn't sound as bad as you.
He don't sound as bad as me. This nigga said he can't even walk on the same street with him. God damn.
No, listen, it's a metaphor. Listen, it's a metaphor. You know, I don't have a problem with them. Just don't bring that shit my way.
Metaphors, but if I say it, I'm a fucking homophobe. Okay.
I'm just speaking metaphorically, like, you know what I'm saying? Just don't come my way with it. You know, that's what I'm saying. I don't have a problem. Live your life, bro, woman, whoever. God bless you. God keep you. But don't come my way with it. Flat out.
All right. But so he can say that. He can say that, boss lady, but he's not homophobic.
Yeah.
Homophobic.
Yes. But you're not buying it at all. But he
ain't buying it. He said he's not buying it either. He said he's not buying it.
We as a society
are messed up.
We fucked up. I mean, it's Blizzle fucked up. Whoever else on the phone, I can't remember your name, but you fucked up. Anybody else who listened fucked up.
I'm Boss Lady. You can't forget my name now.
Well, what's your name?
Boss Lady.
Look here. Now listen, let me tell you, Boss Lady, you fucked up. Right?
Oh, yeah, I ain't never said I wasn't.
Okay, well, like I said, we are fucked up. Ain't no going away, ain't no way around it. That's just what it is, you know what I'm saying? But we can believe what the fuck we want to believe, you know what I'm saying? That's just it.
All right. All right, stand by, Charlie Young. Thanks for calling in. Homie, stand by.
Bro.
All right, stand by. So we got a couple of more minutes left. I got two more calls I want to get to. So, Boss Lady, you fucked up, right?
Yeah, I fucked up.
I know you are, because you like pussy, and you a girl.
Why you keep saying I like it? I told you I love
it. My bad, you love pussy, which is why I'm going to talk to Ruby Candy right now, because Ruby Candy happens to be a girl, a pussy with a pussy who loves pussy also. Ruby Candy.
Hey, Blizzum.
What's up, Ruby?
Hey, Michigan girl, Shay, all y'all, my sexy women.
Boss Lady, I want to introduce you to Ruby Candy. Both you guys do blog. Both of you guys got radio shows. This is Candy Shop Radio, and this is Hot Radio. But ironically, both of y'all like pussy. Of course, I'm not opposed to that. I got no problem with two women getting it on. I just can't stand two men.
Hello, how are you?
It's been about 2 or 3 weeks. Golly, it's been a minute.
What you talking about? Okay. Doing other things over there. Ruby.
Yes, sir.
Would you buy an openly gay? You're gay yourself. Would you buy a gay male artist CD?
Yeah, I mean it's all about the support.
The support.
I mean, everybody
for what?
Everybody has to make a living. I mean, regardless of, you know, what gender you are, just like you want people to be, you know, to have your back and support you, just like, you know, what goes around comes around. I mean, you got to give to receive.
So you think that? Do you think? But see, it's okay. It's easy for you to say that because you gay yourself. But well, actually, I think you're bisexual. But that's a whole nother show. The point is this. I don't even think you're really gay. The point is this. You know what I'm saying? I could do a whole show on whether or not you're gay. Then I would need Boss Lee on the line for that one, too, because I don't even really believe that whole fact. But that's not the point. The point is this. I don't think that it would sell. And you're the first person tonight that said that they would, you know what I'm saying? We had another artist on the line. We had a gay female artist, and she's still on the line. And she said she's a gay female artist herself, and she said she really doesn't want to hear a gay male really rap, you know what I'm saying, really want to buy his music like that. So because hip-hop is quote-unquote street, even though a lot of people are faking their street and faking their gangster, at the end of the day, a gay male hip-hop artist is not going to be accepted in society for the most part. So you may buy it, but do you think people would buy it? Do you think?
Regardless, if y'all was their fans before they came out, I mean, why not still be their fans regardless? I mean, it's not like they're coming out and saying, okay, yeah, you know, they fucking, you know, doing songs about, you know, them having sex with dudes and, you know, all the other shit. I mean, ain't shit changed. Just like Nicki Minaj, she was a stud. Now look at her now. So, I mean, hey, it is what it is.
Was she a stud? When
yeah,
was she a stud?
She was a stud.
Was she a stud? Boss Lady?
Not yet.
Boss Lady?
Yes.
Was Nicki Minaj a stud?
Yes, she was.
I missed
on the corner in New York.
Yep, and I mean, don't get me wrong, because when I was looking at her YouTube videos, you know, I liked the way, you know, she flowed, and, you know, she didn't sound like, you know, the way that she sound now. I feel like, you know, if you're going to do something, be yourself. Don't change because,
right,
you know, what
hard,
society
right?
thinks, because that's why they say the society is fucked up, because it's all about how you was raised and what was embedded in your head. So basically, if somebody say, oh, you grow up and, oh, no, you can't be looking at them, you know, like KKK and, you know, all that shit right there, man, that's the past. I mean, hey. It's time to grow up. Hey, peace, love, smoke more marijuana.
I can agree with the last line. So, but I don't think that you are correct. And we basically judging from this show, you are pretty much, I don't think you're correct at all, saying that people will indeed go out and buy a gay rapper's CD. I think you're dead wrong on that. We've got pretty much a whole bunch of evidence to the contrary. We just had a female say that once she find out that the rapper or the singer or whatever find out that she's gay, she's gonna feel like she's gonna start dissecting everything that she already heard on the
okay,
record.
Okay, but y'all gotta look at who's buying most of the inventory and all that. White people. You know what I'm saying? It's white people. That's black people and okay, go out and buy the CD, burn it, bootleg it, you know, type shit. But it's mostly the white people and shit. Hey, I gotta say, hey, to my people, hey, they ride or die fans.
Right.
Regardless.
Not in hip hop. We talking about hip hop. I don't even think.
Yeah,
we're white,
talking about hip hop.
I mean, it all depends on how you put yourself.
If you putting yourself out there and you just think, yeah, okay, well, he came out. I heard earlier about somebody's sex tape. Okay, shit. Invent. You know how many people then came out with fucking sex tapes and now look at them. Shit, fuck that.
It wasn't a gay sex tape. It was always a male.
People are going to want to, okay, let me see if this motherfucker, if that's really him off in there dicking that dude down. Let me go out and buy that. Let me see that. Man, yeah. It's going to
We're not going to do that. Not males. Listen, if a sex tape comes out with a famous male rapper and it's rumored that it's a famous male rapper that's fucking another dude, I don't feel like men are going to rush out to try and find out and see that. Everybody wants to see Ray J fuck Kim Kardashian, of course.
That was boring. That was a boring flick.
I'm saying, just for instance, the point is, that's a heterosexual sex tape coming out is not even the same thing. It's not even remotely the same. Listen, I understand what you feel, and I understand the way that you feel, and that's your personal belief, but honestly, just based on judging from the show tonight, if you go back and listen to the archive, you can tell that really people are not going to be with that shit. People are not going to support it. If it happens right, if you come out right now in 2012, maybe 10 years from now, like someone said, maybe 20, 15 years from now, maybe. But right now in 2012, if somebody comes out, if it comes out that a rapper right now comes out that he is gay, his career is over. And right now you can't come out as a gay rapper and think that you're going to have a crossover mainstream appeal in hip hop. It's just not going to happen.
Oh yeah,
right now.
Oh yeah, I'm not saying that they're not going to have a career. Yeah, because it's going to be all fucked up. But I mean, shit, it's 2012. Come on, now. Everybody has to make. I'm not saying, you know, I'm not trying to change nobody's, you know, opinion. But I don't care. Me personally, I don't judge. If I like the music, I like the music. You know what I'm saying? Hell, half of the rappers, I don't even buy the music. I don't really too much care for it because I ain't never been through it. You know, it's just about a couple of songs that I like. And yeah, I go out because it's all about support.
Right.
Yes, yeah, by support. People support. People buy and support shit they like, and people. No one likes. If you're not a gay male, then even the women. Listen, you don't like guys. People just don't like it. It just turn people off, unless you gay yourself. You know what I'm saying? So,
okay. Well, let's just say. Okay, just say fans, just hypothetically speaking. Okay, you was doubting this. Somebody said, okay, your biggest fan base are gay. Would you stop rapping?
If my biggest fan base was gay?
Yeah.
Why would my biggest fan base be
but
gay?
But I said hypothetically speaking.
I mean, I wouldn't stop rapping, no. Why would I stop rapping?
Well, I'm just saying, like, why should they stop rapping, though, Blizzard? That's the whole point.
Because
why should they stop rapping?
Because the majority of... I ain't saying they should stop rapping. I'm saying they're not going to be profitable anymore. They can keep rapping, but they ain't going to make no money is what I'm saying. They can still, just because they come out and somebody say they gay, I don't feel like, okay, you should just stop rapping. I'm just saying your career, your profit margin going down. You can do what you want to do. Live your life, man. You can go and rock an open mic every motherfucking night and then go home and suck a nigga dick every Tuesday and Thursday. But nigga, you ain't finna make no money. You ain't finna get no deals. Ain't nobody really. You gonna have to go cross all the way over to the gay audience, and then at the end of the day, you might make some money because one people take red with the shit that they fuck with. If gay people fuck with the shit, then they gonna spend their money. You know what I'm saying? Black, white, or whatever. So maybe you will be profitable to the gay community, but that's a smaller community of people than heterosexual people in general. So your profit margin still gonna go down because it's just more heterosexual people than gay people. Period. Point blank. On the earth. In the world, you know what I'm saying? Especially when it comes to hip hop. So at the end of the day, your profit margin is going down. That is inescapably the truth. That's
the thing. Yeah, I would say I have to agree with that dude that was just on because a lot of y'all straight people, y'all just fucked up.
I'm fucked up, but you like pussy and you got a pussy.
It's all good.
I'm sorry.
It's all good. I'm getting my vitamin.
Yeah. We only got about 60 seconds left in the live show. I'm coming to the. I'm not gonna hang up because I got to take the 407 and 850-628 number. But if you listen to me live on the internet, you need to dial into the switchboard because the show is about to cut off streaming live over the internet. But we'll continue the conversation for the people on the podcast and the people listening to the replays of the show. So make sure you dial in 347-934-0966. I still got Boss Lady on the line, Ruby Candy's on the line, but make sure you're somewhere where you won't hang up because after about 15 more seconds, you're not going to be able to back. 347-934-0966. I'm going to hang on. I'm not going to end the show until we take the 407 number and the 850 number, and then we'll go ahead and close it out. You feel me? Again, welcome to K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks for tuning in to the show. All right. Episode 369, gay hip-hop artists. You know what I'm saying? For the most part, pretty much people have said that they are not going to support, they're not really trying to buy or listen to the gay male rapper. The female, some people, no one, it's just basically this is like society. From what I can tell from this show, it's the reason why Girls Gone Wild is a billion-dollar brand and people want to throw up when they see gay porn. Just that hasn't, as much as we progressed and the president has said okay for people to get married if they're gay, at the end of the day, society is still stuck at that juncture where right now, if you come out as and you can't be a gay rapper and expect heterosexual males to buy your music, it's not happening. And also what we've learned is that if you come out as a heterosexual male and you make a lot of fans, but all of a sudden they find out you're gay, they probably not going to buy your next new shit. Now, that's where we're at in the conversation. 407-929, what's popping? Well, welcome to the show.
Hey, man, just chilling. This your boy Marley. Y'all follow me on Twitter, at Marley407. Blizzin, what's good, though?
Man, chilling, man. We talking about this little controversial topic. We had a whole bunch of people. It's been back and forth, man. Ruby was the first to basically say a gay male rapper's CD, but she was the first one, you know what I'm saying? Pretty much everybody else was on the line was like, they're not feeling it.
Nah,
what do you think?
I'm definitely not feeling it. I definitely would not buy an album after you come out and you say that you're gay. Cause, you know, after a while, you stop buying the music and you buy into the person.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I buy into, you know, Sean Carter, not just Jay-Z, his whole lifestyle, everything about him. Not just the music, the way he moves, the way he look at life. You align yourself with people, you know, kind of like that, similar to you. You know, so if such and such rapper come out, all of a sudden he gay. Well, I'm done. I don't know nothing about being gay. I don't want to know nothing about being gay.
Mm-hmm.
Really, to be honest, I don't even want to try to understand being gay. You feel me? And I wouldn't support it at all. You know, personally, it ain't right, but musically, you're going to lose all credibility. You know what I'm saying? It's easier for a female because it's a man's world. So men been wanting to see that since day one. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
men don't want to see the man on man. One, it ain't going to sell. Two, I can't even talk about it. That's how disgusting it is. So I can't even try to think about it. But that's how much it just ain't right.
But I mean, it's funny. I mean, at the end of the day, man, I just feel like people. My show, this is not the quote unquote politically correct show. My show is, my logo is a middle finger. That tells you how I feel about political correctness. So
right,
I mean,
right.
The whole point is just what you just said. People might be like, "That's fucked up," you know. Like people shy away from using words like disgusting, going to hell, and you know what I'm saying. People don't want to say stuff like that right there because it tends to make people view them as a homophobe or whatever. But I think what you just said is what you really feel and what a lot of heterosexual men feel. Like, that shit just disgusts them. Like, literally, nigga, you know, disgusts them. You know what I'm saying? And it's not that you just want to – you want people to – you know, it's not that you want people to rot in hell or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Even though there are people who feel like that, it's just like, to you, it's just really gross. You know what I'm saying? And it's like you're asking people – like Ruby was saying, asking somebody to say, it's all about support. You want somebody to support me? Yes, I want somebody to support me. But I won't feel bad. I don't feel bad if gay people say, I don't support Blizzum because he said some things that are questioned and he may say this and that, whatever. And I'm like, okay, well, I can understand why you don't fucking really support Blizzum because some of the things I've said in the past in my music and on this show. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I can understand that. You feel me? I can understand why certain white people, why certain classes of people might not like my music. I can understand that. So I'm not mad at it. Now, if a gay person is a fan of me, it's fucked up because it's a double standard. Because
it is a double standard.
No rapper is gonna say, oh, I don't want no gay fans. Fuck all them gay fans, man. Them motherfuckers, I don't want that gay dollars. It's all green dollars at that point. But at the same time, we won't turn back around and say, well, just because they're gay, we ain't gonna give them their money. You just said we ain't finna give them their money. You don't wanna hear nothing. They gotta say you ain't finna break no bread with them. But at the same time, you wouldn't turn away a gay fan.
If my next three shows is booked at gay clubs, you best believe I'm gonna get up there and I'm gonna do my thing and I'm gonna give that check.
I'm not doing that.
You wouldn't.
No, I'm not going to do a show.
You crazy, bro. It's a chick.
Nah.
Now, I ain't saying I'll make a song for them or direct my music towards them, but I go collect the check.
Nah,
I'm keeping my clothes, my shirt on, and all that.
If it's a straight gay club, straight up, this is a gay club.
If it's like men and female, that's gays enough.
It's a gay club.
You
want
to do it?
Nah, I probably wouldn't do the show.
Even though it's females in there.
I probably wouldn't do the show, bro. I mean, I don't even understand why they even book artists. Why they would book me, but I just probably would just, right now, okay, put it like this right here. Right now, in my career, I wouldn't do it, and I would advise any other artist on the come up not to do it. Once you get to
I understand what you're saying. Yeah, if you want a low level, don't do it because that might mess you up. But if you already getting $15,000 higher, it ain't gonna mess your image up at all.
I
feel what you're saying. Yeah, most definitely, I feel what you're saying. But as far as the gay thing concerned, if a dude like what's the boy's name who just came out on the single.
It just changed
your whole perspective about the song. Even the song you like the dude, now you're like, dang, what he singing about a dude this whole time? It just messed your mind up. You can't even do it.
And the only people that you see support him, we stand firm for Frank, is women. You don't see any men saying shit about, yeah, I'm riding a dime with Frank Ocean right now.
You're not. But, you know, on a personal level, I don't grow to the point where if you're gay, you're gay. I just would like for you not be gay around me.
Well, see, that's homophobia.
That is not homophobia. It's just out of respect. Like, you know how sometimes gay people try to force their gayness on everybody.
But see, Marley, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I say some things. But I feel like at the end of the day, I know I'm not homophobic. You feel me? Because I'm not going to tell a gay person, don't be gay around me. Now, I can choose to me personally, I feel like this. I'm not going to tell a person, I don't feel like you can tell a person to not be gay around me. What you have to do at that point is remove yourself away from the room if you don't want to be around a gay person. But you can't go into a room and tell that gay person, stop acting gay. Stop being gay around me.
I got to leave because it just ain't right.
You got to leave the room. If you feel that uncomfortable with it, you got to leave the room. But I know I'm not homophobic because I can still be in the room with a gay person. You feel what I'm saying? My partner.
Like in a large room, yeah, you could. But, I mean.
My partner.
I don't know, Blizzard. It's different. I don't know.
My partner, one of my close friends, like my brother, is married. And her cousin has an openly, flamingly gay cousin that always comes to every fucking part. This is my partner. We went to school, grew up together, trapped together, everything. You feel me? This is my partner. Married a woman, and her first cousin, who she loved dearly, is a flaming punk. You feel what I'm saying? This nigga carry purses and shit. You feel me?
Well, Bill, if I was around and he tried to talk, I tell him you gotta talk like a man. Don't talk in that accent or that other voice.
Bro, I go to all they always invite me over to their parties and shit. They always throwing cookouts and shit. And this is my partner. I ain't finna not dissociate with my friend over there. So every time they throw a car party or a fight party, they always have a game, the fight party, whatever. We always go over there, bro. And her cousin, more than half of the time, gonna be there. Sometimes, you know, but more than half of the time, he gonna be there. And I can't. So when I go, at first, it was really tough. It was really tough for me to go to their parties. At first, I was just like, man, God damn it. This is my partner, but I already know. And then one time, the nigga brought a whole fucking like 10 other gay motherfuckers to the party with him, and it was
See, that's
like,
wrong, right there. I feel like that's wrong. That's all in your respect area.
That's his wife. That's her cousin, and he invited me to his party. So I had to adjust. And at this point now, they've been married for a while now, and they were dating even longer before that. At this point now, I can honestly say that having to deal with that, because that's really one of my closest friends. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And to be around them, that actually helped me deal with being around gay males. Now I don't want now. Of course, that's my friend, so I really go over there to hang with my partner and hang with my other. Cause we all got a whole circle of homies. You feel me? And so some of my other partners don't come over there though because of that. You know what I'm saying? Some of them don't. But I was like, man,
they don't want to see that. You know what I'm saying? If the dude was straightening up for about an hour, that's cool. I could deal with it.
He told him to straighten up. I feel what you're saying, but that's that man's house, and I ain't go over there and tell people what I'm going to this man's house, telling this man, hey man, you need to tell him to straighten up. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Like
I feel what you're saying, but I don't told one person that. What do you try to talk to me like, hey man, you can't talk to me like that, bro. You got to talk like a man. Knock that voice out real quick. Talk like a man, and they'll straighten up and they'll talk real quick.
Yeah, maybe. I would just say, just disengage yourself from the conversation with them. You know what I'm saying? Cause,
yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't tell them not to be straighten up. I would just don't.
Hey,
you know,
Liz, you got a crazy topic. This right here, man.
You know what I'm saying? Cause I mean, but you know, in the industry, dog, it's so many. You know, it's a. Trust me, brother. The higher you get up in the game, you're gonna see more and more gay people. And when you get into the tippy top, oh, they running shit. Make no mistake about it.
Hey, but you know what? For years, people have been saying it's a gay rapper. I ain't seen not one black famous gay rapper yet.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. That's the whole point of the show. They're not gonna be famous. They're not gonna blow up saying they gay. It's a whole bunch of gay rappers out, bro. It's a whole bunch of gay rappers. They just don't be mainstream. All they do is gay pride parade shows, and all they do is gay club performances and gay resorts. But it's gay rappers. It's a gay rapper out right now that went gold not too long ago, and he sold 500,000 copies. His fan base, he gay, but his fan base is mostly gay. You feel what I'm saying? His fan base is mostly gay.
I gotta do my research on that. I ain't heard of that.
Yeah, man. And so they out here. It's just that they not mainstream. You don't see them. You ain't gonna. You feel me? They target. They are right now. It's plenty of gay rappers, but the gay rappers are targeting gay people. They have a target core audience. They're not really trying to go after the heterosexual people. So therefore, you don't know about them because you don't hear about them because you're not running in them circles. You're not at them clubs. You don't get them emails. You're not on that email list. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
So it's going out of your radar. It's not in your radar right now, but they exist though. They out here, and trust me, they out here. But again, to the point of the show, and I'll say this in closing: I just feel like everybody needs to understand that me and whoever else said on the show tonight. It doesn't make us homophobic just because we don't want to ride around listening to a gay rapper. You feel what I'm saying? And like Ruby said, it's about support. It is about support, but at the same time, if you really don't if you don't support the gay life, gay lifestyle, then you're not, of course, you know what I'm saying? That's like asking somebody to support the neo-Nazi movement, and they don't agree with that either. Of course, it's not the same thing because people are going to say that's a whole other discussion, but at the end of the day, you can't expect people to support something that they don't support for real in their life in general. But I will just say this in closing, and I'll get ready to get up out of here for this episode. Society is not ready for that, and it's not any one person's fault. You know, everybody has to make their own choices as people. But at the end of the day, I just don't think, A, society is ready, B, it will be profitable, and C, you can't tell people to like and support some music that they really don't feel. And if you're not a gay person, especially if you're not a gay person and not a gay man, you don't really feel, you can't really, even if they don't talk about sex, if you know that they are, for some reason, it's just something ingrained in heterosexual males. I don't know what it is. It's just in our DNA. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's just something about it. I can't explain it, but it just is that we don't feel like we connect with a gay man. We feel like that gay man can like basketball, chicken wings, hip-hop music, your favorite gangster movie, your favorite actor. He can like all that shit, all the other shit. You can have 100,000 things in common. But if he fucks men, that one thing is enough for you to feel like as a straight man, yeah, really, we don't got that much in common. And that's the honest truth, not the political correct answer. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show, man. I know it was a controversial topic. The phone lines were filled up. Some people may not agree with everything that I'm saying, but at the end of the day, I do believe in letting people live, and I do believe in living, letting live. I'm on the other side of the fence. I'm not, like my homie Charlie Young said, I'm not one of the don't walk down the same street as me, or, you know, straighten up like Marley just said, straighten up when you talk to me. I'm not that extreme at all, you know what I'm saying? But to ask me to really ride around listening to an openly gay male rapper, I think that's a stretch, and I think that's something that's just, you know, we're not there yet. But they said, you know, we wasn't ready for a black president, and look what happened. Like Mike said earlier. So you never know. I would have never, you know, in 2003, you would have never told me in 2008 our president would be black. So yeah, I don't know. Maybe the gay male rapper going platinum, you know what I'm saying? Everybody in the club dancing to their shit is 5 years away. Who knows? But what I do know is right now today, yeah, that's a no-go. K1 Internet Radio. Thanks for tuning in.